Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 welcome to The Remix. And I want to say thank you to everyone joining us in the forum tonight. It is so good to have you in the house tonight. Tonight is December the 9th, 2012, and of course, you know what time it is. It is Remix time. Joining us in the forum tonight, of course, is going to be Brother Panic. First, I want to just say welcome, peace and greetings to everyone, and welcome you guys to the forum. If you want to call in and listen, you are certainly free to do that, no matter where in the world you're listening from. All you have to do is call 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and you can come on in and listen via the phone. If you're calling us and you're dialing in from an international number, then all you have to do is press the country code, dial the number, and come on over. We'd love to have you listening with us here in the Remix. You can also use Skype to Skype in. And also, you can join us over in chat. And boy, if you have not been in the chat room, what a share you're missing. So let me tell you how you can begin to get yourself on over to join us in the chat room. Just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word. And this is how you're going to come into the chat room. Now, once you're in the chat room, if you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, I want to say peace and greetings to you and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. All you have to do is click the button at the very bottom that says sign up. It takes about 2 minutes. You can sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in. The Remix family is going to make you feel quite at home and very, very welcome. So first, I want to start out by giving a big shout out to all of our international listeners out there from around the world. We are constantly getting emails from you guys, connecting with you on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere that The Remix is and all of The Remix family. So big shout out to the UK and Canada who's out there listening. Big shout out to Japan, to Brother Mark and his family in Japan, along with the other brothers and sisters who are listening in Japan as well. Also, listeners out there in different parts of China as well, listening from Belize. Of course, we know we got the Forgotten Foods out there in Belize, and also others listening from Spain, from Portugal, listening from Iceland, listening from Germany, and listening from Switzerland and Sweden and Amsterdam, and listening from Germany, all of Europe, actually, all parts of Europe. And then, you know, just listening from all over the world. It always amazes me when we get a listener that is coming from Poland or somebody who's listening from Australia or, you know, just some of these countries in Africa that Mozambique listeners out there, listeners from all over the world. And you guys are letting us know by sending those emails in that you're listening, whether it's from Kenya or Nigeria or Guyana or Ghana, wherever you're listening from, we want to say welcome to you tonight. And thank you guys so much for joining us here in The Remix. Now, as you know, Brother Panic is going to be coming on tonight, and so it's always a wonderful share And definitely, it's going to be a few things that he talked to us about, but there will definitely be Q&A. So you want to get on the phone. You want to get those occult questions. You want to get those questions for Brother Panic when he comes on, because he always gives so much and so much to share as well, too. So you want to definitely do that as well. Now, I also want to remind you guys, don't forget that tonight's show and all of the shows on the Remix is available for you to download. So you can do that. If you didn't get a chance to hear the show, it actually was a two-part show that was from last week, Sunday night, Signature of the Soul. And then I did part two on Friday night, Signature of the Soul, part two, Seeds of Intention. And we got a chance to go through a lot of stuff. It was very interactive and very, very powerful. I'm still getting tons of emails from you guys who are going in and doing your work. And so I am definitely loving all of the feedback from the show. If you missed those shows, you definitely want to go back and you want to download. Let me tell you really quickly how you can go in and you can begin to download this show that you're going to hear tonight with Brother Panic, as well as Signature of the Souls and all the other shows from the Remix. All you have to do is come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word. Click the little icon button. You'll see the icon button. It looks like a little purple button. You click that. If you have iTunes or anything that support iTunes, any of those devices, you can download it because the shows are available on iTunes. Don't forget to love it, like it, leave a comment over on iTunes, too. I see many of you have, but don't forget to do that as well, too. That feedback is always very important. It's an exchange that we do here in the Remix. And so you can do that, or you can download it if you don't have iTunes or iPod. You can download it right to your computer, and you can save it on your computer, on your desktop, or you can listen right here from the Remix. So it doesn't matter how you get it, long as you get it. These are shows that you should be putting in your archives. So much information, and it simply is about all of you. So I welcome you guys. It's so good to see you in the house tonight, to have you here. I want to just give a very, very quick shout-out for everyone being so patient for this last week or so, these last couple of weeks. We had to move some things around in the schedule for the readings. Thank you guys for being in divine time with me and yourself on that. And so I look forward to connecting with all of you guys as we get ready to come up in this next week coming up here, as well as I want to say thank you to everyone who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And so if you don't know about that, just get yourself over www.msblueblast.com, and you can find out all about it. As well as, don't forget, it's Sunday night, and so the orders for the Kim deck goes out on Sunday night. You can go over there, www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, all one word. Go over there and you can get it. No matter where in the world you're listening from, you can do that. And so tonight, you guys, tonight, Brother Panic is going to come. Now, before we get ready to bring Brother Panic on, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. Of course, we're going to move around. We're going to dance a little bit, just kind of move ourselves around and get ready for this powerful share that's coming tonight. And the questions that you guys have, Brother Panic's going to be talking about tonight, all the things. So all of the information that he has available for you, whether they be baths or whether it be herb packs. Maybe we'll get to hear some things about the new herb pack that's coming out, the love pack that's coming up, and as well as the classes also. So, you know, myself, I do classes, the Kim Business class, and Brother Panic has classes too. So there is no excuse for knowing your magic. If you want to find out all of these things about Brother Panic, you can connect with him at panicpack@hotmail.com. And he will send you a list of everything, and he'll be getting into that to share tonight. So I can't wait to hear what he has as well. Also, I want to let you guys know, if you have a smartphone, an Android phone, you can go to the Android market, and you can jump on the Remix app. And that way, you're sure to catch all the guests that's coming up on the Remix, everything that they have. Miss nothing about the Remix. Even connect with me on Twitter and other places as well, too. All things Remix. By the way, I'm going to be doing a Blue Blast call for all the Kim Business Class members, and all of those who has or able to connect with the readings. We're also going to be doing a blue black call, and I'm going to be doing that on 12/12. So a lot of powerful energy going on. So here we go. We're going to get ready to dance. We're going to listen to Baby Blue here, and then we're going to get ready to hear a very special selection that's put together by yours truly. No, not yours truly, Miss Blue. Well, kind of me too, but not me. But actually, it was put together by Brother Panic. Very powerful. So we're going to be listening to that and listening to everything he has to say, as well as your questions. So let's get ready. You're live in the remix.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Panic, 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 panic.
All right, everyone. Peace and greetings and welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And joining us here live in the forum tonight is Brother Panic. Let's go ahead and bring Brother Panic on. Peace and greetings, Brother Panic.
Peace, Miss Blue. Can you hear me well?
I certainly can.
Excellent, excellent. It's a lovely night for a remix.
Yes, it is.
All right, so we're getting down. We're going to get right down to it because we're going to try to take some Q&A today. And we need to know what energy is actually active right now. Peace to the whole Remix family here and abroad. And, you know, just to let y'all know, y'all motherfuckers represented for class. Y'all niggas is in attendance for this. Y'all didn't play after that last show. And there's still people asking. So look, I'll talk about the classes later on. But, you know, just saying peace to the fam, but we need to know what energy is going on right now.
Yes.
There's a movie called Django Unchained.
Yes.
But what that really is Shango Unchained. And we're about to get into the understanding of what that's all about. The Shango energy is here. When the Rishas contacted me in the non-traditional way in, what was that, 2008 or 2007?
Yes.
When they contacted me in the non-traditional way and had a real conversation about evolution. See, there's a difference. If I was to contact them in the traditional way, then we would have a conversation about how much shit I could give them and
right.
how much shit they would give me on a physical level. But we're beyond that. What I'm about and what I urge remixes to be about is this motherfucking evolution. That's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have gone through as much physical strife and change. Now it's time for the rise. The rise wouldn't be to repeat a physical rise, which we have already rose to that height. That's why you get to brag about pyramids and shit.
Right.
What is absolutely clear is our next evolution is a spiritual evolution. If you're calling yourself God, then you just cannot be God of planet Earth. Or at least, or actually you can be, but I'm not about that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm
right.
Lord of all, if Allah gets to be Lord of all the worlds, why can't I? You get what I'm saying? So therefore, your evolution must be somewhere where you can communicate and connect with a holistic reality as opposed to a fragmented planet. You get what I'm saying? Or a fragmented
right.
portion of your of a reality, and one that has is terrible in its nature. So we need to understand and make things bigger here. So when I contacted the Orisha with a certain mentality as opposed to the mentality of servitude, you get different things because all you're talking to is a bunch of energies. Energies that either have been suppressed or corrupted because they are changed and impacted by your thought. So our entire subconscious or collective thought process as a black entity on this planet has an impact on the energies that we have either come to deify or describe so we can have access to them. You get what I'm saying? So the Orishas, like many other deities, were nothing but descriptions, detailed descriptions of energies. And to make it less complex, to demystify these energies, what we would have to do is put it in story form, which is called mythology. So the regular, everyday person can have access to these stories, therefore access to the energy. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you needed love in your life, then you had a whole description in the mythology called Oshun, so on and so forth. So we have taken energies, and now we worship energies. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which is absolutely ridiculous if you step back and listen to it. You're supposed to access energies. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Access energies. So if you have this mentality, you've already become fucking the Django Unchained in your fucking mind because you have now approached it with a mentality. Like anything else, the mentality you have towards it is what creates the success. You don't never hear a boxer getting in the ring talking about, I'm scared, but we'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying? They get in the ring and say, I came to win, because their mentality is that. Now, they don't always have success, but they have lined themselves up with the best possible successful solution or the best or the best pathway towards success by getting their mind right. So everything I've been talking about in the remix is about getting your mind right. And your mind, in this case, needs to be of the mentality that you are peer-to-peer with these deities. If you do not feel you are peer-to-peer with these deities, well, here's no surprise. You are not, and I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. If you feel that you are not on the level of Orisha or a goddamn Loa, then you know something? You are absolutely not. The same way, if a boxer got in the ring and said, I'm not on the level of my opponent or this guy I'm stepping in the ring with, then his ass, the back of his fucking drawers get dirty that night. You get what I'm saying? Because his mentality is not built for what it is I'm teaching here. And like I said, it ain't got nothing to do with being better or worse than anybody. It's a mentality that you need to build up to deal with some powerful shit. You don't get to take the name, but don't live up to the goddamn dance. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So in 2007, I can emphatically tell you, I had a thorough discussion with all the major Orishas about what the future was. As we transform, they transform. They're only extensions of our own fucking minds and thoughts. So there is no absolute way anyone or anything, even a motherfucking frog, eventually said, well, we need to get the fuck up out this pond. You get what I'm saying? We need to get up out this pond. So some of you tadpoles either need to grow some legs or you're going to drive with this pond. It's called evolution. It's quite as simple as that. So just like you seek to evolve, these deities need to evolve. They don't need for you to be giving them 21 cups of water, 13 days of coffee, in a big bottle of rum and says, I'm done. I did what I need to do. You have to be a little bit more creative, because it was only shaman who created these definitions in the first place. Your thoughts is what gave it life and made it real, gave it formation for you just to access it, because the energy is there, just like the electricity is in the walls in your house. When you plug an iron, a light, a TV, a goddamn iron into it, you give it formation and definition and life. You get what I'm saying? Your appliances. So these things in your appliances are here to serve you. These things are here to serve you. When you know that, just to get that out the way, when you know that, you're fucking with power. You get what I'm saying? You're fucking with power. You get what I'm saying? And I seek for everyone here in the remix to fucks with power, not to fuck around with it. You know what I'm saying? To fuck with it, not fuck around with it. You get what I'm saying? Because I get a lot of the questions now. I know I can talk the way I'm talking, because I get a lot of the questions, a lot of the feedback. You're fucking around with it. You get what I'm saying? Fucks with this. You get what I'm saying? Fucks with this. You know what I'm saying? You'll be a whole different fucking individual. That you'll walk around looking human like a motherfucker, but what you have built in you is the power of all that shit you like to call yourself. Let's do it for real. Why play around? You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
In 2007, I talked to all the Orishas, and there were two who said they would come later, because all the other Orishas have transformed. And they are the two closely earthly ones, Shango, well, actually three, Shango, Oya, and Alegba. Now, I've never revealed, because this will hurt. If I went through that, it would be a whole show if I just dealt with what I got from the Orishas. 2007 and 8, I believe it was. It would be a whole motherfucking show, because it was a year of shit. And motherfuckers' feelings are so fragile. You get what I'm saying? I'm going to let y'all leave it to your imaginations. But I will tell you this. Shango and them said they would come later. Now, let's just get Shango out the way. And the first thing I want to do is explain something, and I'm going to read some stuff of how he emerged later on. He emerged, well, if you don't know, the only reason you know the word Orishas is because those were some of the deities that were carried to the West out of Africa and kind of stayed with us, because most of the slave trade happened in West Africa. In Nigeria, a Yoruba land at the time, is where they worshipped the Orishas under a religion called Ifa. So most of those stayed with us. And then when they went to the West, into those islands, what you had was a lot of Puerto Rican people, Cuban people, Spanish people, who kept this connection, even though they were conquered by Catholicism. And the saints were forced on them. So what these ingenious African people did is exactly what the fuck I've been telling you thus far tonight, was they adapted these deities. They took the saints, but they see the attributes of the saint and put Shango, Oya, Ogun, Obatala, Yemenya in these saints. So while this white oppressor was seeing them bow to saints, he was still bowing to the updated versions of the Orishas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, they understood the concept of transformation. You get what I'm saying? And this is something we forgot based upon your Christianity, and you trying to hold true to something. So by the time they had this new religion called Sanctaria, and it's coming to America, you had a whole bunch of black folks saying, wait a minute, this is African. What's the African origin? Now, this is what I was told because I was too young. Some of the stuff Bobby shared with me, because he was still around at that time, that these Nigerians who hate your monkey black ass in America wouldn't let you in the door. No one could find out about this Ifa till there was one guy named Metahochi who shared it. And Metahochi, once he shared some of these secrets, then the floodgates came over. There became all these Orisha houses, as we know. I don't know if he's the only story, but this is the one I've heard. Now, Metahochi died, I can't remember these years, maybe 96 or 97. And he gave Bobby a Obatala ritual that cured his nephew's heart, some shit like that. So I've never heard of him, and so Bobby asked, can I make contact with him? I said, okay, no problem. Sure enough, I went to like a homecoming. He took, like, first I was awake in meditation. Metahochi came. First thing he said to me was like, you changed. I said, you motherfucking right. I'm supposed to change. He said, let me see if your heart's the same. I said, oh, it is. He said, cool. Then I went to sleep. Then this nigga took me to a whole world of drumming. This was just his coronation for his death. It was a, as far as the eye could see, lines and lines of niggas doing every goddamn thing with a drum. Every goddamn thing with a drum. I'm standing outside in the cold like a motherfucker trying to get into this bitch. This nigga comes, said, all right, you can let him in. I'm like, good, because I don't like Orisha niggas anyway, so I know what that's all about. So anyway, as far as I could, niggas drumming, breakdancing, it was probably the most grandest fiasco that I've, or one of the most I've seen in the spirit world. And I was there. And what I would say is, the best way to describe it is, if you see the end of Star Wars, when they have these victories, the movie Star Wars, you see that mad celebration, those buildings with architecture, the same exact thing. On the side note, this is how I know that George Lucas, which they say, they channel all this information, all these images of Star Wars. In fact, Cradle Mupwa, a Zulu shaman, said he used to see R2-D2, C-3PO, Darth Maul in the spirit world, way before he knew what the fuck a Star Wars was. Cradle Mupwa, you can probably still find that on YouTube when he's talking to David Icke. These guys channel these things, Avatar, all that's channel shit. I've seen these worlds. What they do is they bring it back and they create it in movie form. That's why they said sticklers about this shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So his coronation was very close to that, those type of worlds. So first and foremost, it told me, just for doing conscious work here, the kind of shit you get when it's the greatest thing you can do here. it is the greatest thing you could do here. You get what I'm saying? And you will be received. The worst thing you could do here is impede a nigga's spiritual path. That's why I know I'm right and exact when I let you the fuck go by yourself. Like, no, don't ask me. Figure it out yourself.
Right.
I'll give you the tools that I use. I know shit that I know surefire break you through, but your breakthroughs are your own. Therefore, because this is your own path. So that's the greatest respect I could give to you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And anyone
right.
who's teaching you should be giving you that same type of respect. Let you do your own shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Let you do your own shit. Now,
mm-hmm.
when the Orishas came, to put it over lightly, all of them told me basically how corrupt they were because of our energy. You get what I'm saying? For instance, I'll give you one. When Oya came, she said she now feeds off of porno. And I was like, well, that's not bad. She said, well, it's bad if you were feeding off of love. And there is no true love on this planet anymore. Everyone is with someone based upon an agenda. I love you when you act like that. I love you, but don't do that. I love you, but I don't allow you to do this. That type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she will dry up if she doesn't find an alternative, porno. And they all came with different. And Obatala actually came with the worst one. And he was the first one to go through. In the spirit world, they took me to his wake, where there were many other reasons there that ain't even hit the motherfucking planet. You think
right,
you know something.
Right.
Many Orishas mm-hmm. were there. And then after that, Oya and Ogun came through. And I can tell you a phenomenon of shit that went through at that motherfucking time, up into a leg bar. Now, I can't remember the white boy's name, but you can look it up, the Cross of Hendes, or the Great Cross in the Sky. I think it's Celtic, where they show you this cross with a circle in the middle.
Yeah.
But it stands for, there will be a cosmic cross in the sky, with Cancer, Taurus, Sag, and maybe one more, where those zodiacs will line up and a gateway will open up. This is supposed to happen on 2012, 2112, right? This is the gateway in the sky. Now, Scorpio, yeah, I thought it might have been Scorpio. Thanks, Sunchild. this big gateway in the sky opens up. And that's the whole lineup of the planets and this big cosmic blah, 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 blah. Now, when the Legba came, he told me that he will become the great cross in the sky. As you know, he is the crossword. Somebody asked me, Panic, I thought you said it was Oshun. I just said it was Oshun feeding off the porn. So this thing opens up in the sky. You know what I'm saying? This thing opens up in the sky. Oya is not feeding off the porn. Oya is not feeding off the porn. Oshun is feeding off the porn. The end. And this is bad for Oshun if she is a love goddess. This is what her fall is. You get what I'm saying? This is what her fall is. Oya and Shango. Oya and Shango are closer to Earth more than this divinity of love. They are closer more to the elements. So when they came through, he said, it will be, and we're going to explain Oya and Oya and Shango now. We're not talking about what traditionally, Oya is also that whirlwind or that Kundalini force. So it's obviously, if I was thinking about tradition, I would say, well, that's fucking, that's porn. You get what I'm saying? We're not talking about tradition now. You get what I'm saying? We're not talking about tradition now. What we're talking about is how these energies have fell from grace the same way the black man and the black woman has fell from grace in their own thoughts, because your thoughts are energy that's synchronized. You see, in traditions, they were purists because, let's say my name is Bob, and I come to your Ifa land, and my thoughts aren't lined up in accordance with the culture. I don't eat like you do. You know what I'm saying? You eat with your right hand, I eat with my left. This alone changes the energy. You get what I'm saying? You wash before dinner, I wash after dinner. So if I was a guest in your town, I would have to do as the culture does. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
This lines me up. And then they were sticklers about days and time and moon phases and all the rest of these things, because what they were trying to do is saying, I don't need you to fuck up the thought. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. These are original thought forms, energy templates that we've created a gateway, a connection, a cord with. You get what I'm saying? So
yes.
This fucked up, if you think of this wrong, you get what I'm saying? Unless your goal is to make it something new, like Sainteria. But if you are dealing with tradition, no, you need to eat a certain way, fuck a certain way, treat your elders a certain way, treat your children a certain way. Children must be birthed a certain way. You get what I'm saying? You eat a certain thing.
Right.
Your house is shaped a certain way. You wear a certain thing, because what they're trying to do is keep it pure. If you straight out with just your own personal shit, then you have damaged the thought. You have damaged the thought form. So even with that concept, understanding that concept alone, just by you being American dealing with some African shit, you already fucked up. Your psyche is not in line. Your whole being is not in line. Your makeup is not in line with the original thought form. You'd be doing something better if you created a updated version of it. You get what I'm saying? Put Obatala in some fucking Timberlands or some shit. You get what I'm saying? You'd be better off doing that shit. Now, so we're not talking about tradition here, because Oya, of course, is Kundalini, and you would say, well, that's porno. No, that's what you learned in school. I'm telling you what the Orishas have told me. Oshun had to resort to porno, and Shango and Oya, who was closer to the elements, fire and air, have degraded back into as unintelligent, let's just say, as the elements are. So you got to understand, we understood these four elements, and we gave it intelligence. That's why we deify these elements. You get what I'm saying? Shu is the god of wind. Geb is this and all that. But since we don't even know how to deal with elements unless we wear a fucking North Face raincoat. You get what I'm saying? It's dumbed it down. You get what I'm saying? So Oya and Shango apparently have to come in at a time where these elements or where it lines up cosmically, and which means internally in us as well, to where we can actually use it as something usable on the level of a deity again, as opposed to saying, oh, I love the air to the north and all that bullshit that we're doing. You get what I'm saying? So
right. We're
actually in a place where these energies are coming online. That's what these alignments, there was an alignment on the third as well with the Great Pyramids.
Yes.
It was Mercury, Venus, and one more.
Uranus.
Mercury, Venus,
Uranus.
And Saturn.
Saturn. Mm-hmm.
Those three lines up. So that means it's happening in you. These changes are happening
right.
in you, where these energies are at their most powerful. Therefore, you can access them on a deified level. You get what I'm saying? This shit works with your mindset. See, people have this idea that all of a sudden this shit is going to work for you automatically. No, what seems to be automatic is because there are those who are doing the work, myself included, where you benefit from it. All you have to do is be lined up with the work. What's up, Mr. Q? Mr. Q's in the class. You have to be lined up with the work. You get what I'm saying? So we need to line ourselves up with end-time spiritual events. If you don't remember nothing else, remember this for the night. We're dealing with end-time spiritual events. We're not dealing with events that already happened. We're not dealing with mythology that's already happened.
Yes.
Bo Hurdle's in the class.
That's
what's
right.
up, Bo? We waiting for you, Esther. There's still a seat for your ass, Esther. Come on down. Now, we remember, end time spiritual events. That's what we need to deal with. We need to deal with shit that's happening now. We're so busy trying to play catch up. You get what I'm saying? Catch up.
Right.
And it's time out for that. We too late in the game. You know what I'm saying? We too late in the game. So let's deal with a little bit of Shango so we can understand that Shango is becoming unchained. But what I want to do is deal with this story so you can understand the concept of mythology. All right? So you can understand the concept of mythology. One second, let me get this correct. Correctamundo. All right. in the synchronism or the identification of Shango later day after Santeria, he becomes Saint Barbara. Saint Barbara. Now, I need you to understand something about the saints. Last year, I told y'all I would never fuck with the saints when I got into magic until the saints actually came to me. And you got to understand, you have a bunch of niggers who were putting Shango's energy into the Saint Barbara. Therefore, that is the pathway for it to become alive. As much as you could say, Bloodline of the Kings in the class, you've been you're serious about yourself, boy. Serious about yourself. You know what I'm saying? You about to be unchained, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to understand that all of this nigga energy put in the Saint Barbara is the pathway to life. As much as you say there is no Jesus, that fucking Jesus shit has fucked you up because it is real. By the time you got enough niggas saying Jesus, 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 Jesus,
right, right,
then it's
right.
it's just as real as Shango, 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 nigga. What makes that entity not real and this one is? If you know, you can read a book called How to Create Magical Entities, and it'll tell you right there. No, it's all from your mind. Ain't nothing just came down here and just made itself Shango. We made that. Therefore, if you have taken the reins, if you have taken the driver's wheel stick shift, you understand that you can talk the way I'm talking right now. Because the average stuck-ass Orisha nigga is saying, I am blaspheming. But I'm telling you this. No, these niggas is homeboys. Because I went to that level, and you can too. You get what I'm saying? You can too. You put yourself on that level. Don't see these scared niggas who think something is greater than them.
Right.
That's always been our issue here. Something outside of you that's better than you and is going to save you. If you're into goddamn this magic shit, then one of the first things you realize, if you're really true to this, that all of this shit is nothing but what it is your mind makes. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Your mind makes this shit. You know what I'm saying? Your mind makes this shit. You think a nigga in the universe named fucking Oshun is sitting out there waiting for you to do good? Waiting for you to give your pussy to the right motherfucker? Nah, that don't make no sense. And I don't see how you can accept that and not accept that some motherfucking white man walked on the water. You easily say that ain't true. But what they're dealing with is the same concepts. You know what I'm saying? First of all, if you understand the concept, all they're talking about is the energy when they're talking about Jesus Christ. We know there was no man. You know what I'm saying? Now, you could have incarnations of the energy. There was an incarnation of Shango, who was a king, who ruled over in Africa, the city or the town, whatever they call the country, was called Oyo. You get what I'm saying? And he was down in the matter. But it was an incarnation, but you got to understand the concept. The same way, if you watch that white movie, Alexander the Great, by that racist Oliver Stone, they show Angela Jolie saying that Alexander the Great, if I didn't say it, he was the incarnation of Zeus. She kept saying, he's the son of Zeus. He's the son of Zeus. Now, when you see it in that context, you kind of felt what they meant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, he did so much energy to Zeus that the energy is in this boy. You get what I'm saying? But that's the idea of what we knew how to do that. That was one of the true practices of tantric sex. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And well, let's just say focused sex, where you can create a Malcolm X or an artist or whatever it is you're trying to do. Usually they did it under a caste system, if you will. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the priesthood understood they could make incarnate whatever they could do. Now, in the later days, this was called the Babylonia rites, I believe it was called. Crowley brought it to the planet when he contacted Lamb, which was a big deal for Crowley, but guess what? It ain't a big deal. I contacted Lamb, too. I documented that shit on MySpace, which is just an aspect of your own soul, a gateway to your own soul, Lamb. And so much so, probably was so scared that he shut it down. And two motherfuckers said, we're going to open this shit up. One was L. Ron Hubbard, and one was that other nigga that was down with him who eventually died, who created jet fuel or some shit like that. L. Ron Hubbard went on to create Scientology and still, to this day, does those Babylonia rites, which he did with Tom Cruise and their little daughter. If you read the shit they was doing, they was bringing down the Scarlet Hall, Babylonia. Jack Parsons, thank you, Sean. Jack Parsons was the other one. So this shit is still going on, to how to bring the energy to incarnate into the person. You get what I'm saying? We understand this concept on a subtle level. We understand it on the level that we don't do any work anymore because all we had to do was use the names. You get what I'm saying? So now we just name our kid fucking Devontae and Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? Because you like Devontae. There was like 30 motherfuckers named Devontae after that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, you
after
were naming
Jodeci.
These things. You were after Jodeci. You were naming these things for specific reasons because you were bringing the energy in because at that time, these names had real energy on it. Niggas wasn't just making the shit up as they go along. You know what I'm saying? Interesting. Somebody says some actors bring energies to themselves. That's a good point to talk on. What an actor's trained to do is become a vessel for energy. They'll tell you, don't act, react. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Empty yourself and let it pour in. So therefore, if they're dealing with some powerful shit, Jamie Foxx did it with Ray Charles. Even
right.
Now, you need to understand what Ori is as well, because the energy can be used by a person on this planet and you can still get them. So for instance, Muhammad Ali energy, he's just a shaking motherfucker right now. But before, that's why Will Smith was able to get him. You get what I'm saying? That's
right.
Why Will Smith was able to get him. You get what I'm saying? I've seen acting. My uncle's an actor. And I've seen them do his exercises. They'll do things like one person will get up and mimic the machine. And that as improv, each person will get up and add on and become that machine, which is a way of training your mind to say, don't be a thinker. Be a cog in the wheel. That's how these niggas can do these roles, and you're like, how the fuck is this dude doing this shit wearing these fucking yellow panties? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
he's looking at himself through his training to be a reactor. See, if I said blue, you only react. You would take the offense to that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You would take offense to that because you're a reactionary thinker, meaning anything can stimulate you. So they're looking at one thing has nothing to do with the other. So that's how Ving Rhames in a Pulp Fiction movie could get it up his ass. You get what I'm saying? And you need to understand, there's a movie called a documentary. It was on PBS. It was on PBA of Atlanta. But it's a PBS thing. You know how they had the Wayne Dyes. A guy made something called Superbrain. And what he said in this, he first and foremost, he said every fucking thing from Psychomance. That's number one. You can go back and try to find Superbrain. Everything from Psychomancy. That's number one. He said, listen to this. He explains it in such a mundane way for the average Joe to get it, but it's very metaphysical. He tells a person to think of that. Think of the smell of that. Think of the feel of that. All five senses. Then he said, you just did it. So he explains in detail, and I've talked about this for the longest. All you have to do is get your shit into reality and you are there.
Yeah.
I told you that
the
Dogon said, if you imagine this shit, then it is real. It is real. So if you imagine yourself on a beach, guess what? You're on the beach. Everything in you reacts to that same stimuli, that same relaxation of being on the beach as just as powerful and just as equal as thought. So therefore, every movie, when they act this out, is nothing more. Is nothing more than them programming you. The end of the story. The end.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
the
why
mind
they have something called.
Yeah.
That's why they have something called stereotype. Stereotype.
Yeah.
That's why you see the same imagery over and over again because you are there. Even that fucking Alex Cross movie. They gotta kill the black woman. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That dumbass Tyler Perry shit. Nigga in the dress. You know, like I said, my book. I deal with that. You get what I'm saying? So this is old hat. I did a 3-year study on every nigga movie, every movie a nigga was in, and I have it for you soon. Please believe. And you need to understand this shit, because they understand it's not just a movie. That's why you don't go to the movies to see them throwing babies out the window if it's just a movie. You get what I'm saying? So these actors become vessels for the energy. You get what I'm saying? And more than they're doing a Ray Charles or a Muhammad Ali or a Malcolm X, they're doing dumb shit. You get what I'm saying? So we need to understand how, okay, first and foremost, let me give you hope. Just by you knowing what I just told you, you automatically are void of being mind controlled. You cannot be. That's one of the things I teach in my class and show you where it said that that all you have to do, you can get that out of the book, Mind Control 101. I can't remember. The dude changes his name. You'll find it. Mind Control 101. It's on Amazon and it's cheap. But in there he said, just by you knowing this, that means you will become void of it. Superbrain you could probably find his website, but he did a PBS special. You're probably better off watching, if you've seen if you could get his PBS special. I wouldn't recommend buying, thank you, Esther. I wouldn't recommend buying any of his products because I think we are more advanced than that. So if you could see the PBS special or anything, find out the guy's name, see if he has anything on YouTube, and you'll be better off there. Or go to pbs.com or whatever, and you'll be better off there. If you want a simple book, very simple and very cheap, so much so I bought it for my stepson, you want to get the book Hidden Power. Hold on, let me get it for a second, Blue. Let me see where it is.
All right.
So you see it over there? It's probably on the end. It's on the end somewhere. Hidden Power, I'm trying to remember the guy. I read this when I was like 13. Oh, let me just get my ass up and unplug and go over here. It's probably up here. I just took it out for my class. Oh, it might still be over on the desk. Shit, hold on. Yeah, I think it's still over here. I'm going to put all these books back. All right. Okay. This book is called Hidden Power, How to Unleash the Power of Your Subconscious Mind by James K. Van Fleet. Hidden Power, How to Unleash the Power of Your Subconscious Mind by James Van Fleet. Everything we are doing here is to contact, access, manipulate your own subconscious mind. Because if you ain't doing it, let me be clear on this. That's exactly what it is. If you could be scared of anything, fuck the Illuminati. Be scared of advertisements and the powers that be manipulating your subconscious mind. So everything you should do, including the book Cyclomancy, especially the book Cyclomancy, is how to regain control of your true mind. So if you think you're losing your mind and black people is all, well, my mind is in chains and all that, well, guess what? This is how you unleash those chains, by dealing with the subconscious. I read this book when I was a boy. You get what I'm saying? So anybody in the beginning, and I recommend just having this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It goes through it. Why the output of your subconscious mind is always equal in its input, meaning whatever you put in comes out. You can't get away from it. You get what I'm saying? How your subconscious mind uses the power of imagination to achieve success for you. See, why do you think in the third grade they tell you to stop looking out the fucking window? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How to communicate with your subconscious mind. How to deactivate and diffuse your failure attitudes and ideas. How to use the powers of your subconscious mind to become a winner in everything you do. How to program your subconscious mind and giving it goals to reach. How you can use the power of your subconscious mind to become successful and rich. Of course, they're going to go there. But
right.
As much as you niggas ask for rent money, I don't think it's such a bad idea. How could you use your subconscious mind to improve your health? It goes on and on. This is a good book, especially for someone starting out, and especially for, I think, someone who knows something. Now, let me explain to y'all what cyclomancy is. My sister went to my uncle's house, and he gave her a shitload of pictures from the goddamn back in the days. She gave her a picture of my grandfather, me on my grandfather's lap. I'll put this shit up. And 1969, we talking about old school shit. You will see based upon my afro. You get what I'm saying? Now, Bo Hurdle, who's in the class, said, damn, you have a lot of books around you. Now, I explain, my grandfather was a straight magician. When he died, I cleaned out his apartment. He had conscious kids, my aunt and the mother, conscious, years deep. Came up with Phil Valentine, know him well. And my aunt, Yo Kevin, who has been on the show. And
yes.
Now, we cleaning out his house. I'm finding straight, this is when I was introduced to the Necronomicon, getting the shit out of his house. He had straight altars, all that shit straight. One time I seen a finger, I opened up a pot, seen a finger. Real, you talking about real deal shit here. Now, when I told my father, who that was his father-in-law, this is my mother's father, yeah, you know, my grandfather died, he said, that nigga had one of the biggest occult libraries I've ever seen. I didn't know this, but he was on that shit. I can't remember the organization, but all the organizations from Blavatsky, I can't remember her organization, but like all those OTOs and ATAs, and he was in one of the biggest ones early on. This is a miracle. This is a miracle, you know what I'm saying, for a nigga back in those days. You know what I'm saying? For a nigga back in those days. Now, here's the thing. Now, one time I went to Rhode Island on a visit, just chilling. Went into a cold bookstore, found a book called Cyclomancy. Now, Cyclomancy, I found to be probably, it was 1961, and I found to be one of the most powerful books out of print. It tells you step by step how to build up psychic energy. I've talked about this thing so much that motherfuckers started asking me, could you give me? And then I've been making copies, selling copies for the last 3 years. I'm almost known for Cyclomancy. For Cyclomancy. So now I'm watching my grandfather's picture. Bo Hodel says, look at all the books around him. I said, let me blow some of these up, see what it is. You can't see what shit is, but one book was sitting on his shelf, motherfucking Cyclomancy. That shit made me shit a loaf immediately when I seen that. If you don't believe in nothing spiritual, that's some shit for you to believe in. You get what I'm saying?
Some
shit for you to believe in. So what this told me was he's the one who gave me Cyclomancy in the early 2000s to eventually share the world. So all that, so I need you to understand, we are always guided. We always have power.
Yeah.
We're not lost down here. There's always something for something. There's always something for a reason. If you still struggling with Cyclomancy that's out of print, email panicpack@hotmail.com. That's what I see Origin Alone is saying. I've sold more. If I sell my book as much as I sold Cyclomancy, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it has
right.
worked for people. You get what I'm saying? It has worked for people. So you got to understand, this shit is magical and this shit has purpose. This nigga was a straight dark magician. My uncle told me we had grown up fucking arguments. I'm going to tell this motherfucker, that's why you're going to die before me, motherfucker. You better leave me the fuck alone. Arguments, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, I contacted him in the spirit world, but this nigga was real grumpy, you know what I'm saying? He was probably the grumpiest nigga on planet Earth. It was him, Scrooge, and the Grinch, you know what I'm saying? Oh, please, motherfucker. Same level of the game. And that's how I remember this nigga. But in this picture, he's smiling. So originally when I seen the picture, I said, damn, I've never seen him smile like that holding me. So that alone changed the energy. And then when I seen that Cyclomancy, look, Cyclomancy is a, first of all, y'all niggas wouldn't know what the fuck a mancy was.
Right.
The only reason that word is bouncing around is because I brought it to this world. That was an obscure book in the secondhand store that was out of print way before you niggas was born. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I bring this fucking thing back to the forefront. So the fact that we're even saying this shit is because of me, and the fact that I'm saying it and able to offer it is because of him. Think magically, niggas. Ain't no such thing as a coincidence. You get what I'm saying? No such thing as coincidence. And I will show you that picture and put the blown up version of it side by side, or you can take the original picture and just stretch it out on your own, and you will see on the shelf a white book with the word psychomancy as clear as day on it. Ain't no mistake about that shit. You know what I'm saying? This is how we roll. Yeah, all right. Now let's get to the Shango thing, and we'll get to question and answers because this is really a short information because the movie's not out yet, so we don't know where he's going with it. But we do understand that the movie is about the black man or the black slave who rescues his black woman.
Right.
Now you, Quentin Tarantino is a dirty motherfucker. His mom's used to fuck a black man. So just that alone says he got an axe to grind with niggas. You know what I'm saying? You in there hearing your mom's back get broken out, you know what I'm saying, by motherfucking Richard Roundtree or some kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Quentin Tarantino says his step pops brung him to all of those blaxploitation movies in back in the days, and that's why he has this fascination. But he's not a scientific director, but he does his shit. For instance, if you look at what's the Pam Grier one he did? Jackie Brown. Pam Grier is hands down queen of the 70s. In fact, people ask me to get the channel, is Michelle Obama Queen Ty?
Mm-hmm.
And I contacted Queen Ty. She said, hell no. I came through the 70s, niggas. You missed it with that fucking afro through Pam Grier, Cleopatra Jones in them hoes. She said, Queen Ty said, that was my motherfucking era. I said, okay, so Michelle Obama is not Queen Ty. Just so you niggas know. So, but Pam Grier, and even all of them, especially Pam Grier, her whole career, she took down crooked white cops, crooked white mobsters, and raised up the black man. And Jackie Brown, she worked with the cops, and she took down the black man. Totally changed the fucking energy. And they hinted at a love affair with the white Bell's bondsman. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what they're telling you is he's changing the energy. Of course, he showed Ving Rhames getting raped by hillbillies. And everything is a whole nigga montage. You know what I'm saying? For instance, it's an unreality for him to be talking to a hitman, Sam Jackson, talking about dead nigga storage. No, it would have been a dead white man in the living room. You get what I'm saying? All of this shit is subtle ways of making this point. Now, while everybody else is trying to do science, in the movie, when he did the Grindhouse movies, right? There were two movies, him and Robert Rodriguez did one. And the one he did was, which was the car movie, it was the white car who got vengeance on the black car, if you remember. And there was a lot of references that he was saying when they was on the road, please don't end, please don't end, please don't end. It was talking about the whole white plight. Eventually, they give this dude in the black, Kurt Russell in the black car, this beat down. You know what I'm saying? But in the other movie, in the Grindhouse, he says a line which was absolutely clear. He says it to Rose McGowan when they were in the elevator. He was saying, you look like, he said some old movie star, maybe Greta Garbo. He said, yeah, you look like Greta Garbo. You're a movie star. He said, I don't got no time for all of this bullshit. I'll just put one right here. He pointed the gun to her third eye and said, it'll be over with. He was talking about the black woman. Now, I'm paraphrasing. If you go back and look at that as if he was talking about the black woman, you'll hear a whole different story when he was on that elevator. He was talking about, I don't have time for the science bullshit. I'm just going to show hillbillies fucking you. You get what I'm saying? That's what he was saying.
Right.
That's how I'm going to get you, because you can't do nothing about it. So I have very little faith. We're going to walk out of that movie going, hip, hip, hooray. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But we need to understand about the collective unconsciousness. We need to understand about forces that are beyond his stupid comprehension that are at work. You get what I'm saying? We are always at work. And because they are the same way spirit takes over us when we allow it to come in, white folks ain't nothing but ghouls for the most part. So when they fuck themselves up because he's trying to put himself or has put himself in an artistic position. When you put yourself in a position of the artist, or any artist, you allow spirit to come in.
Right.
Therefore, our agenda rolls hard with him. You get what I'm saying? So his will may have lasted through Pulp Fiction and Jackie Brown, but eventually he has to come to Daddy and Mommy. You get what I'm saying? So even because he's a revenge story guy, you know what I'm saying? Make it, you know, Kill Bill, this mighty fucking flat-ass white woman. You know what I'm saying? Get real. You know what I'm saying? You know, killing, you know what I mean, with a fucking sword. Like, you know, so he knows what he's doing. He's raising them up. What other movie did he make? Inglourious Basterds, you know what I'm saying? Just Revenge of the Jews. He's a revenge movie guy. That's one of his biggest things. Kill Bill was a revenge movie, Inglourious, and now the Django. Now, understand this first. St. Barbara was Shango. The story of St. Barbara is told in the book The Golden Legend. Now, when you hear books, The Golden Legend, and they can't give you proof of this person, they didn't fucking exist. Desperado was done by Robert Rodriguez. I'm not Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez, they all came up together in film school. So you'll see him in Robert Rodriguez's movies, Robert Rodriguez in his. And even later on in NYU, Spike Lee was hanging around these guys. But Spike Lee called them on that nigga shit. But you remember in Girl 6, Quentin Tarantino was in Girl 6. But Spike Lee and Denzel actually disavowed, you get what I'm saying, based upon all the nigga shit, you get what I'm saying? Now, all right, so usually, so I don't think there was a St. Barbara, and when I read a story, it's one out of mythology. And it's out of a mythology that's still connected to us. Now, listen to the symbolism in about St. Barbara, who was deemed as Shango. Here's her story. There are varying accounts as to when and where she actually lived. Once you say that, that means she didn't live. See, white people have to manufacture themselves a history. You get what I'm saying? So they have to manufacture themselves a history. Like they're trying to make you believe that Helen of Troy is a real hoe that niggas went to war for. But if you read the Ramayana, it is where that shit came from. In an older story of Soma kidnapping Tara, where they send these armies to retrieve Tara for her beauty, is the same Helen of Troy story. But when they show it to you in the movies with fucking Brad Pitt, it makes you almost believe that some shit they did never happened. Mythology. And mythology, all mythology is ours. I explained that in therapy, the faces, the names and faces may change, but the energy is still the same. And the energy is ours, all of it. None of it is theirs. They're copying us, you get what I'm saying? And what would you do if you was them? If you had nothing, what could you do? What could you do but copy our story? Just put your face there so your children can relate to it. You get what I'm saying? You niggas do it now. That's why you made Black Santa Claus. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why you make Black Santa Claus. So there are varying accounts of when and where she actually lived, anywhere from 235 to 313 in Egypt, Rome, or Tuscany, or several other places. So it's already bullshit. Legends say she was a beautiful daughter of a wealthy nobleman named Dioscorus, who had her shut up in a tower to discourage attention from numerous suitors. First and foremost, that's motherfucking a fairy tale right there. You know what I'm saying? What fucking man, you know, where you hear that bullshit from? But now, if you understand, you got to understand the code. A beautiful daughter shut up in a tower. What is that? That's Kundalini. They're talking about the Kundalini trapped in your spine. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
All right. Let's keep on going with this now. Shut up in the tower to discourage attention from numerous suitors upon discovering she had become a Christian. That's another way of saying discovering she had fell off. So in other words, your Kundalini is now trapped in your spine because you niggas have become a Christian. You get what I'm saying? or just say unattached to your true occult science or power. You get what I'm saying? In other words, you don't fucking know this bullshit. He attempted to have her killed, but she was miraculously transported out of his reach. This is a Kundalini story now. Transported out of his reach. They're talking about the Kundalini rising, okay? And you're going to see why the Kundalini is rising. When she's transported out of his reach, they're talking about the Kundalini is rising. He denounced her to the authorities who submitted her to torture, talking about Earth. You get what I'm saying? This is just your reputation as a black woman. And if you need another mythology, you can look at the mythology of Medusa, who was the most beautiful, but it was Aphrodite, I believe, who denounced her, who stripped her of her beauty, made her this ugly beast, trapped her in that little lair, and she eventually becomes Pegasus and becomes free. It's a Kundalini story. That's why she has snakes on her head, because it's representing resting Kundalini, trapped Kundalini, so on and so forth. The men's energy that she sucks represents the other side, that yang, that she's trying to get to balance out. So, you know what I mean? The balance becomes, her head comes off, and about Perseus, the true hero, and maybe blah, blah, blah. When she refused to renounce Jesus, her father ordered to kill her. Now, you got to remember, in the ancients, Jesus was represented the Christ energy or Kundalini energy. So it's the same concept of Job, who refuses to denounce God. You understand that as you're thinking of Jesus and God up there, but what they're talking about is you refuse to give up on consciousness. You're going through the story of Job now, because what's happening is everything is tempting you of the earth, even fucking Puff Daddy, you get what I'm saying? But
right.
For you to remain conscious here is the temptation of the devil. Is the devil or the root chakra or your lower self is tempting you with earthly reality as the ceiling on reality. When you say no, so they are taking, your kids are gone. Your wife is gone. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You are struggling with this you're struggling with this synchronicity unless you're on that certain spiritual level where you transcend it, where you are going through the trials of Job. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Simple as that.
Right.
So when they're talking about she refused to renounce Jesus, her father ordered the kid. They're not talking about the Jesus stuff. They refused to renounce the Christios energy or the consciousness under threat of death, or you know what I mean, and so on and so forth.
Right.
This he did by beheading her with his own sword. Beheading her with his own sword. I just told you what happened to Medusa. She gets beheaded. That's beheading you with your own sword, representing the opening of the Kundalini, always. You get what I'm saying? Always.
Yeah.
So him beheading her, representing her, him freeing her, or freeing the Kundalini energy. And at once a bolt of lightning fell from heaven and struck him, Kundalini again. Turned into ashes, this is the source of St. Barbara's power, over thunder, lightning, a direct link with Shango, who is thunder and lightning, the Virgin Martyr, patron saint of gunners, miners, and firemen. Her symbol is a symbol of the tower, which is the spine. And St. Maria Barbara is depicted in three different ways. All right. Now, understand this. This story we heard of Barbara is a Kundalini story and connected to Shango. And we're going to read a little bit more about Shango. So we know why it's important when somebody just fucks up and say, the Django is unchained, Shango's unchained. And because we know our true agenda lies up under the agenda that's presented to us. So we always need to be thinking about our agenda. And here's a little trick. Even if you can't see it, you make yourself see it and it becomes real. That's what magic is. You make yourself see it. They made themselves see us as fucking pickaninnies, boot-licking, shoe-shine boys, and guess what? You become it. You get what I'm saying? You become it. But like I said, that's a choice. That's a choice you make. You get what I'm saying? So anybody here who's conscious, I assume you made the choice to become the God that you truly are. And there's only really a few ways to get into that. There's only really one way.
Right.
Many processes, don't get me wrong now, but ultimately one way I speak about is reprogramming your mind. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to reprogram your hands. You're not going to reprogram your feet. Your subconscious mind is what's pushing forth this reality. And therefore, if you're not doing subconscious mind work, then you are not doing nothing. You get what I'm saying? If you're not, that's what it means when it says, get into self, know thyself. Well, what is self? Mm-hmm. Self is your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind, the first way it learns is through repetition.
Yeah.
So you got to first understand that even with good intentions, you've been repetitiously programmed by your mother. Sit up, especially mm-hmm. a woman. Sit up straight. Cross your legs. A lady doesn't do that.
That's
you know what
right.
I'm saying? Eat your vegetables. Don't look forward. Say thank you. Say please. You know what I'm saying? Why do you think your mom, how many times have you been a kid? Say thank you. Say thank you. Say thank you. Say thank you. Let's even make it easier for you. Say your ABCs backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Most can't do that because you don't fucking know them backwards. Means you really don't know them. What you know is the repetition of A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and that's what you know. You get what I'm saying? If I said, say R, what's the next letter? Somebody have a struggle with that. You get what I'm saying? What comes before R? You get what I'm saying? What comes before L? Somebody may have a struggle with that. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But most cannot say it backwards because it's not like you know it. You've been programming through singing. Song is the greatest programmer of your fucking mind. That's why your goddamn mom said to you, you know what I'm saying? That's why your mom said to you, how come you know all them songs, but you don't know your fucking work? Well, if you sang my motherfucking work to me and put a hook on that shit and a hot beat, you know what I'm saying, by Dre or Kanye West or something, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'd be a fucking scholar, you know what I'm saying? Why do you think African motherfuckers sung? Because they were teaching by programming, you get what I'm saying? So meditation, chants, repetitious rituals, programming, candle magic. And I'm not going to tell you the secret to candle magic unless you join the class. You get what I'm saying? Is all means of programming yourself, you get what I'm saying, for to take back your mind with what it is you decide to put in there. Because let's face it, as nice as your mother and father may be, if you had a father, they ain't the most brightest motherfuckers in the world, I'm sure. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And they may be very nice, but they're only a victim of what their parents were a victim of. So it's up to you to seize your own mind, take your own mind back. Now, let's get this commercial. We're going to get into Shingo. We'll get into questions and answers in a few, but let me get my little commercials out the way. You already know. If you don't know, let me tell you, I got a few more spots for the class, and already motherfuckers have emailed. You need to take this class. Everyone sitting out there on the fence, you need to take this class. Not only is it affordable, it will change you. And don't take my word for it. Every time I send out the information for this class, I send out a whole list of people who took the class where you can ask them what they gained out of the class without me even being involved, so you can see this ain't just the hype. This ain't
right.
the game. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You can hear from the people who went from A to B to Z based upon 4 weeks of class, three or 4 hours each class. And like I said, I make it very affordable. And you can do it on Skype. People are asking me. Somebody's asking me how much it is. Email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. Somebody else is asking me, where can I get free books? I don't know. I pay for my books because I take my shit that serious. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And you get free books from wherever fucking free people get free shit from. Maybe a soup kitchen. You know what I'm saying? You know, I never seen nobody eating a steak at a soup kitchen. You get what I'm saying? I take this shit very serious. So I don't know where to get free books. You know what I'm saying? I know you can buy books from Amazon because that's how serious I take it. Now,
right.
if you're a person who needs free books, I'm sorry, I can't help you with that. You know what I'm saying? I can't help you with that. But like I said, I would do anything. You know what I'm saying? I don't go in the fucking Foot Locker and ask for free Nikes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't ask for free shirts, you know, free T-shirts and shit. You know what I'm saying? Them shits cost and they hurt. But if I want a fresh tee on a summer day, you know what I'm saying? I ain't fitting to sit up here and iron some shit I washed. You know what I'm saying? I got a whole room closet dedicated to just my motherfucking t-shirts. You get what I'm saying? So you asking the wrong person for free shit. You know what I'm saying? You asking the wrong person for free shit. Shit, Khadija didn't tell you that shit. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck you like, man, you just ate pizza. There's pizza in the fridge. Fuck that. Right. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Let's get a new pizza. Let's get these niggas a new. Torrance could eat leftovers. No, he can't. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to do free books. Free, like, y'all niggas, y'all niggas understand. That shit y'all watching on YouTube for free.
Right.
That shit y'all watching for free on YouTube. This shit is $40 a pop, players. And y'all only watching 7% of what it is. You know what I'm saying? I would be
mm-hmm.
a, if I put this shit that I have on YouTube, I would be a fucking YouTube goddamn pedophilia. You know what I'm saying? I would be the Sultan of my motherfucking YouTube channel. You get what I'm saying? With a whole bunch of shit y'all ain't got that I know niggas ain't got that was out of print. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's out of print. You know what I'm saying? That'll fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? That'll fuck you up. You get what I'm saying? So now you got to, you know what I mean? Like I said, any gift, and I've given out extra herb packs a lot, but it's based upon my yacht and the spirit. Or you know, balance and how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? My quest mm-hmm. here isn't, at least for me, you know what I'm saying? I can't speak
right,
to you,
right.
And you should do what you want to do. But my quest for me here is like, nah, I spent a lifetime spending for a bunch of dumb shit. I want to hurt, well, not necessarily hurt, but I want to know I take exception or something,
yeah.
Something must change. I want to give something so I could get something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've never
it's
seen nobody appreciate. But just look at it this way. I've never seen nobody appreciate nothing for free.
That's right.
At least to the,
and
at
you
least
know,
to the level. And this is the greatest information
right.
on the planet. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. So true. Mm-hmm. That's
this is the
true.
Greatest information on the planet. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
If you don't,
nothing
you don't like what I'm
great.
Saying, leave the room. Remember, it's free. You know what I'm saying? You didn't pay to get in this motherfucker. You getting something for free now. And then I see you making demands in the chat room. Again, and that's my exact point. You don't appreciate free shit. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at the motherfucking chat room, and I'm seeing these fucking comments, and I'm like, see, most speakers don't do that, but I'm watching your asses in here. Let's go get a pizza. I see that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I see that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? So, long story short is, no one appreciates, if y'all was paying for this, this chat room would have no fucking Texas in it. Think about that shit. You don't appreciate free shit, nigga. Or you hear everyone say, teach, panic, teach. No, this is teaching. Believe you me, this is teaching. You need to get your shit together. Get your shit together, nigga. Now, so really, what's really going down, now if you don't know, I spoke about it. There's a master teacher named C. Freeman L. He didn't do much lectures, but all he did was teach. You get what I'm saying? And
right.
I didn't realize something pushed me to teach these classes. Long story short, C. Freeman L. came through with a bunch of chakra information. You could go back into the archives and hear the shows
yeah.
I've done on it. But this class is coming from a very powerful place. Each class has been different. I've been taping them. Each class has been different because you're hearing a spiritual teaching in each class. While this thing is happening, y'all need to get on this. I really mean it. I'm not just saying it from a promotional standpoint. That's why, again, I offer the emails of people who have taken the class so you can and who are willing to converse and to correspond with you to tell you what they got in their own words, not in my own words. But I see this stepping outside of me personally because I know this is a greater revealing that's happening through these classes. This is something, this is something if I was on the other side, I would not let pass me, and especially not for these prices. And I know there's other people having classes. You don't even get as much access to them as I'm making myself
mm-hmm.
accessible to those in my class, and energy is there. So you need to email me to find out what's going on with these classes. You really do. PanicPack@hotmail.com. And, of course, if you haven't had an herb pack, we're about to move into the herb pack 3.0. If you haven't had one, it's a major time to keep getting one now because we're coming up on that 2012, and that's what we're going to get through with the Shango thing, how it lines up. You know, you want these things, spiritual bath to clean your aura. You know, we got Chance. I'm coming up with this, the Puja package, which is a package of Chance, actual Chance, for Ganesha. I got Ganesha Hanuman and one more. I think Shiva that's going to come. I got to put that together. I'll probably do it this week. You want that Puja package to get in that mind. These Chants, as I told you, these Chants were designed to get into the subconscious mind. So that's what all these Chants and these Ohms and all the rest of these things are for, to get you in a subconscious mindset. The herb pack gets you in the subconscious mind, opens the third eye for information. And as I pointed out, in the occult, everything you do is in the subconscious mind. In the class, you get 4 weeks of how to program your subconscious mind with all the shit you know. And I know now you niggas is fronting, because now in the class I'll ask, well, what is a chakra? Well, what is an altar? Well, what is candle magic? And this is what I'll get. I'll get a description of a chakra. It's a gateway. It's a spinning wheel. It's a light. It's this. A whole laundry list. But then I'll ask, what does it mean? And what does it mean to an occultist? And that's why I come up dead each time. You get what I'm saying? What do you do? What are you just lighting a green candle and expecting money? What's the process happening? No one understands that. So we understand information. We need to understand there's a deformation. There's a difference between information, wisdom, and understanding. Information is just telling you plain facts, like I did today. Wisdom is the birthing process, where that information incubates, and then let's just say you go on your own mindscape based upon information. You get what I'm saying? So I could read that information that they're telling about St. Barbara and tell you the whole Kundalini story, because I took that information and made it to wisdom. And then when I'm able to make it manifest in my life, it becomes understanding. So you're trying to do a process here. Information, wisdom, understanding, or knowledge, wisdom, understanding, as the gods would say, right? So that's another thing we need to know. We're getting stuck on knowledge, and then we start repeating it. You don't want to repeat that. You want to be able to internalize that and to be able to then make the world, your world, the reality of it. That becomes the understanding. The father, sperm, knowledge, wisdom, the mother, cultivation. And understanding the child, the end result of the two, the Trinity. So that's what you're trying to do. And the Trinity represents the third eye. You get what I'm saying? Left, right eye means knowledge, wisdom. Third eye means understanding. You get what I'm saying? A herb pack helps you to get to that understanding level. It opens up that center, or that place of true wisdom, that place of true sight, understanding. All right, let's read a little bit more about Shango. Remember, panicpack@hotmail.com. If you don't make the December cycle, which is December 29th, that's when we start. Most of that class is basically filled up. Get in it now for the January cycle. Very important shit going on here. They're through Skype, and if you're in the area, you can come on over to the house if you don't sound weird on the phone. All right, and we got a few people out there. We got at least 8 people at the house this time. And everybody else on Skype, we're up to, like, shit, 25 people for this class. I'm going to do 30.
Good,
15
good.
To 15. So y'all niggas, y'all better get on this. You know what I'm saying? This is something you don't want to let you pass you by. You know what I'm saying? All right. Shango is a earth god, as I pointed out. God of thunder and lightning. Storm god. God of the east. God of war. God of justice and fairness. Justice and fairness. Remember that. Shango is the earth god. Shango is the earthborn son of Obatala, brother of Ogun. He was the mortal king of Oya. Now, I told you he had a mortal incarnation. He, as well as a doctor who lived in the palace with several wives, including Oya, Oshun, and Oba. His wife Oya had the reputation for being a very fierce woman who had an abundant beard. I guess, many children. Chango had a bad temper. When he was angry, he could get killed by he could kill by breathing fire. However, his wives appear caused in great despair. He committed suicide by hanging. And now rules from the celestial realm. That's the mythology. And I don't think I need to go on. Let me see if there's anything. Right. Let's see. This altar is a three-folded tree that contains a basin with stones that also fell from heaven in the early days. If lightning caused fire, it was the fear one Shango might retaliate, blah, 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 blah. So more importantly, I want to get that he's an earth god. He's a god of thunder and lightning, god of the east, god of war, and the god of justice and fairness. Now, this energy...
Mm-hmm.
This energy is now becoming unchained.
That's right.
Unchained, nigga. Now,
that's right.
Let's see another Shango real quick, so you can get his description. Because you got to remember, when they put your ass in these chains, what do you think they was shutting down? They shut down the God of War. That's why you had no reply for them. Remember, it was before the white man. We were getting corrupt. And I told you what our thoughts corrupts the energy that was protecting us. Did I not say this? Our thoughts, just the mere fact that a white man type could show up on the planet, that means we were already in forms of corruption. And I've told you this before. While it may be great when you see some African traditional shit versus banging a fucking tambourine and a banjo, but no one has stopped to separate this African tradition and saying, wait a minute, maybe at this point we were still in the fall, we were still at a low level. Now, I mentioned this before, if all these African sayings, each one teach one, that not which should not, which always would, I go and yet I come, there I am, and therefore I shall be, which I am. All of these confusion sayings, you know, I do not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Or if you had to verbalize this shit, that means the people didn't know it. So while you're calling it African wisdom, did you ever think if they had to say these things, maybe niggas wasn't so wise at that point? You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe we were in this fall. For instance, on Taboo, and it's probably on YouTube, I'm sure it's on YouTube, they were bragging. There was this little girl who her lineage in some African, East African thing, she had a priesthood lineage. She didn't want to be a priest. She wanted to go to school. So she went to school, and the spirits would confuse her ass. Why is it happening in Africa more than here, you would say, or more magical looking? Because their thoughts are still lined up with the original energy that they created. Therefore, you will see more of a flicker show there. Over here, niggas, like I said, if we don't update our spirits with the shit we dealing with, Motown, pig feet, and all the rest of that, then we can't get the true energy because we're leading one life. And then trying to access another life. We need to make this shit our life. You know what I'm saying? See, them church niggas figured it out. That's why they put Kirk Franklin in there after a while. You get what I'm saying? Because they figured out this shit ain't going to work. The Mighty Clouds of Joy ain't hot no more. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't get over the Mighty Clouds of Joy. So Kirk Franklin got up in that motherfucker and started talking about Booyaka, Booyaka. And it was a whole new thing. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? They figured out you need to upgrade. You get what I'm saying? The motherfucking, even Blue will tell you this whole story. She could do a whole show on this. How the self-help niggas came in. And the motivational speakers came in. Les Brown started talking metaphysics. How you could get money. Then all of a sudden the church said, guess what? It's about prosperity.
And then
Petey Jackson, them niggas was motivational speakers. And then Blue was telling me Les Brown used to give it all up to his great aunt Mamie Brown. Then all of a sudden he's up there throwing my Jesus now, because them niggas have taken over that shit with prosperity. Listen to Creflo Dollar, straight metaphysics.
Yeah,
straight metaphysics.
He doesn't even have crosses in his church no more.
Right,
he doesn't have any crosses.
So they know they have to update depending on where the people are going. We the only niggas talking about some old shit. And Obatala likes his rice. Get the fuck out of here. Know what I'm saying? Oshun must have her honey. You fucking crazy. Know what I'm saying? You wouldn't want honey for fucking 1,000 years. So why would they? Know what I'm saying? And there's already people, I don't say no names, that have been on the remix, to get in contact, still trying to do the old shit. Know what I'm saying? Well, your number is number 3. You like fist stick. You go, I don't want that shit. That's what you've been giving me. I'm trying to come to your lighting ass, because what's the future? What you got for me? Know what I'm saying? You better get me some fucking Kennedy fried. Know what I'm saying? Well, personally, I like his right. Get the fuck out of here. So in this taboo, the spirits kept confusing her. So much so that she had to go through the priesthood shit. And what it was is the spirits would have to take her for 3 days. Then she would have to come back. She would have to die. She would have to die and come back. Now, if you're just watching this shit off of some Christianity, this shit is on Taboo if you got Netflix. Just look for the Voodoo. It's on one of them in Taboo. Just go through that on Netflix. Or you can, I know it's on YouTube, and I don't know how to search it, but African Girl, this search for Taboo, African Girl, taken over by the spirits or priesthood or whatever. You'll find it. If I find it, I'll put it up on my Facebook or whatever. Now, the women started doing this dance, oh, ba, la, la, woo, la, la, all that bullshit. On the dime, this little bitch went out, dizzy. Mm. They put her in the cave, wrapped her up in the shroud, the same Jesus story, 3 days, and they said, on cue, they said, we're going to resurrect her. 3 days, took her out. She didn't move for 3 days. They took her out of the shroud. They did their little ooh, laka, 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 ooh shit. Boom, on cue. She got up. You know what I'm saying? They said they're going to know if the spirit took over, if she know the steps of this dance, which nobody told her. They put them drums on. That bitch was breaking shoulders. You know what I'm saying? She was doing the Boston Patty Duke. You know what I'm saying? The jackknife. On cue. Never seen it before. Now, if you just look at that alone, you would go, oh, my God, that's the most magical thing. But if you analyze that, she didn't want to do that. She wanted to go to school. And them fucking them spirits enslaved the ass and made her lose who she was and become a fucking medium for their will. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the right. So while you look at that, well, it's better than what you've seen in church or at the mosque. You know what I'm saying? But it's still a form of low-life thought forms. It's still a form of the fall. You get what I'm saying? If you look at the Egyptian thing, it was the regular people, the motherfuckers that would go through them schools. You get what I'm saying? Based upon their worthy. And what I'm talking about, the levels I'm talking about take motherfucking lifetimes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It ain't something you decide to do. You know what I'm saying? It ain't something you decide to do. This shit is about lifetimes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, about lifetimes and shit. You know what I'm saying? So now, of accomplishment. And they understood that because you got to be grown and sophisticated to deal with this kind of shit. So now they understood it was a process for you to go through this kind of thing. So as what later day, you had the shaman of the village who was the adept, who was creating this path, creating these rule books, and he had to dispense it to the people. A time before there was a religion to keep them in check. There had to be tradition to keep them in check. No one's ever asked how come we were, not so much easy, but how come we were able to accept Christianity?
Right.
Even Islam over there like that, we supposed to be free thinkers and this, that, the other, and all these tribes. How were we able to accept it? How is it running rampant now? Because Christianity is a mindset. It ain't about a doctrine because it's the same Christ as, it's the same story as Krishna, Mithra, Indra, Vishnu, you know what I'm saying? It's the same shit rehashed, and we knew that. You know what I'm saying? Every fucking village had a Christ image. Shango, you know what I'm saying? A Haru war energy. Haru, Shango is Haru. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
War, fire, lightning, you get what I'm saying? Kundalini, same shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if we knew that, That's why we went, first of all, and I believe it's Asha Kwesi. I'm not sure. He said because they fashioned Jesus with the same energy story, the same mythology as the rest of these gods. Get a book called The 16 Crucified Saviors by Kersey Graves. And it gives you a long, he actually gives you more than 16 deities, you know, that have the same, you know, Marduk, you name it, has the same story as Christ. So when if they couldn't force it in, based upon suffering, based upon missionaries coming in, take the Bible, we'll give you water. They just shared the Christ, their Jesus Christ as a God, and because we recognize the story, we would accept it as one of the deities. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
if you watch Shaka
right.
Zulu, if you watch Shaka Zulu, the context in which they talk about, even though he was shitting on Jesus Christ, you know, because he was saying he was the King of Kings, he said, we believe in Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. He still was conversing with them and debating about their God. You get what I'm saying? So in other words, we just didn't dismiss somebody else's God. So our mind, by later day and later day, our mindset was able to accept these things. And now that we're so far down the road, we look up one notch, and it seems to be the greatest thing ever. But we need to go a little bit further back, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
and realize
right.
It was about self-liberation. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You show me the hieroglyph that says we all need to be in the tradition and all need to worship some fucking one deity the same way. There were priesthoods of Ptah, priesthoods
yeah.
of Osiris, priesthoods
oh, yeah.
of Isis, meaning they were doing
That's
work.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? They wasn't sitting around kissing
yeah.
ass, pouring glasses
right.
of water. They were understanding the energy and becoming it. And then ultimately to understand that you become all the gods when you go to that quantum
right.
reality through the underworld. You get what I'm saying? This was about self-empowerment. The pharaohs or the dynasty system was just a face of what it is, a representation of what it is everyone was supposed to become, just like Jesus was supposed to be a representation of what everyone's supposed to become if you read the Gnostic text. You get what I'm saying? Everyone has the Christ energy to be cultivated and raised up. Just like everyone was supposed to be the pharaoh, and you know it. You still walk around here calling everybody king and queen. But technically, there's only one at a certain time or two. But you calling yourself king and queen because you were a representation of that pharaoh class. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And the pharaohs
right.
in Egypt were just supposed to show you a lifestyle or a mentality that or something that's within, a throne pharaoh. You get what I'm saying? And
yeah.
it also, and I talk about this in my class, it represents the free-balling subconscious mind. That's why
mm-hmm.
later on, when you see these white kings, at later on, they'll show you these white kings just fucking, sucking, eating grapes, killing motherfuckers, because it represents your that's why it represents the crown chakra. That's why their crown, purple, is royalty.
Right.
Why their crown, because they're trying to show, or what's supposed to be shining, to show the people that your spirituality is unfeathered, unstopped. That's why later
mm-hmm.
on with white kings, you're just fucking and sucking and laying around and just doing all forms of debauchery because it's a corrupted form of what they were supposed to be showing as the crown chakra. Untamed, unchained by humanity. You get what I'm saying? So the whole kingdom represented a movement towards the crown. That's why everybody in a caste system would have to work, and there's certain farmers and warriors and scholars and artists will be working for the kingdom because it represents them doing their part towards a bigger evolution.
Right.
Represented
yeah.
by the king and the royal blood. You get what I'm saying? Come on, get it together,
mm-hmm.
folks. We need to get on this shit. All right, Shango. Shango is the immensely powerful lord of thunder, lightning, fire. Lover boy supreme, Shango epitomizes virility, male beauty, protective energy, procreative energy. Petition him to share a little of his essence, and he provides fertility, luck, love, male sexual prowess. Shango is invoked for courage and justice. In the Yoruba cosmology, lightning is understood to be an instrument of divine justice, retribution, and protection as the wielder of lightning. Shango provides victory over enemies and protects from all evil. Shango breaks hexes, curses, and evil spells. Shango exalts the welfare of competitive sports, martial arts, and dancing. He's a ladies' man and a musician. Legend has that he's created the very first set of bata drums. That's why I chose the song that we played tonight, which was Bongo Rock, which is a drum song. Shango was proud of temporal, volatile, and a womanizer, amazingly generous, compassionate, and tireless on behalf of those he loves. Let's see if I should go on. No, I think I got the point.
Yes.
If what I just described was the ultimate in the black man, the ultimate of the black man, which has been stripped away from you with one act, putting you in chains. So when they're saying Shango Unchained, the Django Unchained, what they're talking about is releasing this energy. Now, you remember, he's married to Oya, who's the whirlwind. What is the whirlwind but the raising of Kundalini? Shakti power that raises up this lightning power, which is nothing but Kundalini force. And remember, the Orisha told me that they would come later, that they would come later in a later time, these two Orishas, when it's most important. You need to understand, the winter solstice is not just the 21st of this month, which is days from now. It is the 21st, and on the winter solstice is when the birth of Christ is. The 25th is when the sun is at its lowest, the 3 days, and then it resurrects on the 25th. That's the birth of Christ. Shango is the Kundalini, which is the Christ energy. There is a whole different rise in your Kundalini energy with Alegba, who said he would come later to become that cross, that Christ in the sky as the cross of Hades. What you're talking about is the cosmic version of you now rising on this 21st. Doesn't mean the world's going to end and there'll be no more trees and flowers. It means you are now making a cosmic Kundalini connection, a cosmic Kundalini connection. And the representation of it, Shango is the one who came through and told me this, will be in that movie, which is released on the 25th. Shango Unchained is him coming through saying, telling us, this is the message for us. It'll be a regular message for humans, but the message from us is our Kundalini energy is now unchained on this 21st, cosmic, on a cosmic level. Kundalini energy is life force energy. It is the power that built pyramids. It is the power why monks stand on their one finger upside down. Why motherfuckers put them, if you'll watch, that's incredible. Yogis put themselves in a pot, in a box.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you need to understand, there's different levels in your energy that opens up at different times. We are the victims of time here. You get what I'm saying? Are we always the gods? You're fucking right. You know what I'm saying? Even in our ignorance, the world follow us. That's just a blank, nice, general self-esteem statement. But what you need to do, but see, if you say we the gods, go build a pyramid. Or tell me how one was built. That means this information is coming, going, and transforming and moving around. You get what I'm saying? And moving around. What God and goddess is the same thing. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
An androgynous being. You get what I'm saying? The only difference you have is because you are a victim of humanity and a vagina and a penis. But what you are is one thing. It is one thing. You get what I'm saying? It is one thing. You know what I'm saying? We need to thank ourselves because we the one down here doing the motherfucking work. You are the great mother. You are the great father. There's even Creflo Dollar will tell you. Creflo Dollar said, you put a cup of water in the ocean, it is the same thing. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
We are the same thing. This is what I've been saying all night. There is nothing outside of us. There's no mother outside of me. There's no father outside of me. You get what I'm saying? Everyone comes from a mother. You get what I'm saying? And every mother got some dick. You get what I'm saying? It's the same circle. You get what I'm saying? It's the same circle. We are one thing. We need to stop thinking with separation. There's nothing better than the other and nothing worse than the other. As bad as I am, as bad as you are. As great as I am, just as great as you are. Just choose to see whatever you want to see. You get what I'm saying? So we down here are in the cycles or the circles of time. And what we're trying to transcend, magically, you can transcend the circles of time. But what we need to do is this thing lines up cosmically for the great work that we've been doing to be finished. So we're coming to the end of this great work. You get what I'm saying? And the confusion of separation is also a part of your Holocaust down here.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a part of your Holocaust. The confusion of time is a part of your Holocaust. In the Hindu thing, they call this whole universe one breath of Brahma. So we're the ones feeling the breath of Brahma, thinking that we're down here for all these centuries in all this in this fucking illusionary world. You get what I'm saying? But this is just nothing but a work, one breath of Brahma. You get what I'm saying? So this is one breath in what it is you are as a forever being. You get what I'm saying? Beyond gender. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Beyond gender. Gender is only gender is something that's a part of this reality, the law of gender. You get what I'm saying? And I'm sure it has a cosmic reality, but not
mm-hmm.
one that we are dealing with in the same context of man and female, battle of the sexes. So, you know what I mean?
Right.
We need to understand. So, study Shango. Understand him on a bigger level than what a traditional mindset would take, and you will understand what is being unleashed. And as I pointed out to you, he's a lord of thunder, lightning, and fire. He's a lover boy, supreme. Shango epitomizes fertility, male beauty, procreative energy. Petition him for a little essence, for his essence provides fertility, luck and love, male sexual prowess. They're talking about the tall, black, and handsome black man that was chained. You get what I'm saying? That was chained. This portion of you as released, as well as, don't forget his wife, his consort, his equal, that Oya, that wind will help him rise. You get what I'm saying? That wind will help him rise. That is the Shakti energy. The Shakti energy is, later on, becomes the goddess Kundalini. Every god has a Shakti power. And he is lifeless without his woman. He is lifeless without his Shakti. Shiva would sleep until Shakti met him and wakes him up.
Yeah.
This ritual is still done today in the marriage. That's why a man
mm-hmm.
sits by the altar and waits till the woman walks out. She is the
yeah.
Shakti energy that meets him at the altar to give him rise to his power. There's a book called Oracle of the Illuminati where, by William Henry, where he talks about the feminine energy. You must be cloaked in it. The whole story of Jesus, Jason, in the Technicolor Dream Coat, the Technicolor Dream Coat is the feminine energy that illuminates your chakras. So there ain't no getting around it. It takes two for us. You get what I'm saying? Because it takes two to get back to that matching androgynous balance pair. You know what I'm saying? To get back to this balance. So Oya, who represents the wind, you could say Storm in the movie X-Men was representing Oya. You get what I'm saying? Control of the wind. And with the Shakti power, she has something to raise up. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shango Unchained. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
Shango represented, and I guarantee you will see, because Carrie, whatever her name is, first of
Washington.
All,
Carrie Washington.
Carrie Washington. If y'all get, it's very entertaining, it's very funny to watch Bill Maher. He comes on HBO. Very funny white boy who hates America. He makes the case that America's over. That's why I watch him. Like, he's trying to save America, but he makes more of a case that this shit failed, you know what I'm saying, than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he'll often have Kerry Washington on that show. And let me tell you, mm-hmm. this white boy loving bitch is motherfucking fire. You get what I'm saying? She tears these Republicans, anybody the fuck up. That bitch is Oya. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That bitch is Oya. So we're going to see how she's represented. We know we're going to see some dumb shit. I already seen niggas
of
getting
course.
Beat. I already seen Sam Jackson's lip poked out. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's what they do. You know what I'm saying? But we're interested in what we do. And if the movie is just that powerful, maybe we'll come back for a breakdown. But it just, I mean, these movie breakdowns are so skinny for me at this point. I don't know if it's worth it. We'll see if it's worth it. But actually, all we really need to know, you know, you said Jamie Foxx was talking about how he gets to kill white people in the movie. absolutely, shit. This scene, I'm happy that I get to see a movie where white folks is getting killed. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And not really the everyday white folks. Let me be that clear, because the motherfuckers don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know, you get this whole jambalaya of white folks and white folks. Let me be clear. What you're seeing is old oppressors get killed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't care who they are. I would choke any motherfucking oppressor. You know what I'm saying? Any oppressor. Most white people don't know shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? Just like most black people don't know shit about consciousness, there is probably 1% of white people who know shit about consciousness. And if you want to say you're in a war, you're in a war with those people. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in a war with those people. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure you've seen enough niggas beat enough black women to say that's oppression. You get what I'm saying? Talking about women can't wear blue jeans and you conscious. That's oppression. You know what I'm saying? That's oppression.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, and you know, it's hand-me-down oppression. So it ain't just these blank slate of white people. You know what I'm saying? Because most white people I met ain't even do shit to me. Couldn't even, not even in a position to do shit to me. And the ones I had to deal with, usually I'm dealing with their stupidity. You know what I'm saying? When I worked at the record label, for instance, I had a boss, Doug, and he's like, now I went to see Dreamgirls, and you know, when that song came on, every fat black woman in the audience stood up and kicked off her shoes, and she was like, "I'm black, and my man doesn't love me, and I am telling you." I said, Doug, shut the fuck up. Let me tell you something. I said, first of all, black men don't have a problem with fat black women. And I said,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So that premise alone, I said, that song is what's doing it. White people have a problem with fat white women. Even niggas don't even have problems with fat white women. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you 1,000 ways to Sunday, but we don't even call them fat. Healthy, juicy, sick. I said, no, this is some shit out your own psyche. So, like, and this motherfucker's Ivy League. He's a dummy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, I fuck every fat white chicken. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I know niggas that'll fuck every fat white chick in your family, dog. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but see, he was a cool motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? This white boy, like, you know, when you work at a record label, they just don't know shit, but they ain't that racist and stiff. You know, because he worked at niggas, early nigga labels like Fab Five Freddy, on record labels early on. And in fact, that's how I got hired, because he was telling me that label, and I was naming the hit songs on it. I said, well, I don't know, your niggas gotta be old. There was a record that niggas used to scratch. It was one of the most popular records in the 80s, Scratch. He worked for that label. So it wasn't like they was buying the record. They were, most DJs and niggas were buying that record because it was popular to scratch. So when I told him that shit, Boo was fucking mine. And then when I told him, I don't give a fuck, because I still had money from making, so I didn't give a fuck about the job. So I was like, man, I don't give a fuck, whatever, nigga. And then that's what got me hired. So he was a big Funkadelic fan, but he more liked how George Clinton hooked it up. And this nigga was open off the river. This nigga loved fucking Wu-Tang, fucking real hunchback white man. He's like, yo, he's like, I could take RZA in increments. He was like naming real shit, like when RZA raps, I could take him in increments. Can't Take an Album, Sons of Killer Bees, and he knew the extra shit like Sons of Man and all this shit. So I was able to tell him, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That fucking old. And I'm black, and you know, I'm fat. I'm like, no, we don't have no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Some shit from your psyche. You get what I'm saying? So most white people don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? They're just dumb, and they really just need an education. You get what I'm saying? See, we're under the misconception that they took over the world. But what we need to understand that we went through a sleep period, a putrefaction period, a period to rise that is happening now. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not like they came and bust our ass. We were all, before they were on this planet, we were already going to sleep. In fact, as Dr. Africa points out, and many others have, but he points out that when Egypt was in its fall is when they started building pyramids, when they started writing on shit, He said when they knew how bad we were going to fall, that's when they started saying, okay, write the fuck on everything, spoons, pots, knots, wraps, and naps, because we need to leave as much information as we possibly could. Now, the language of the subconscious mind is symbols.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they left symbols, because they were talking to the real part of you. That's why they didn't write down. That's why they didn't write down, look, motherfucker, here's how you get a job. You know what I'm saying? Here's what you should be in your diet. You know what I'm saying? Here's you should become a Nuwabian or a Moor. None of that shit. Here's what the fuck they wrote. Here's where you are. Here's how to get the fuck out and never come back. That's the goal here. You get what I'm saying? So you want to be all comedic. That's the goal. How to get the fuck out and never come back. You get what I'm saying? That's it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing harder than that. And they chose the lane and they chose the language of symbol because they knew this would speak to you. When I got into a lot of my subconscious work, what would start coming from the subconscious mind were even more ancient hieroglyphs that matched up with the ones that are revealed now to create a holistic picture of hieroglyphs to me. And I didn't try to understand it logically. I just tried to focus on the symbol because things where I got sharper and began to understand things, began to put things together, it's not an action reaction. It is a way to energize and bring into birth your God mind, the Godhead. You get what I'm saying? The Goddess head. It is the way to bring in the birth. It is sleeping in you. You get what I'm saying? And it is your subconscious mind programmed by the stimuli of the bullshit said to you constantly. You must reacquire your mind. That's what know thyself means. Know thyself isn't someone named Panic. It's the underneath that pushes forth an image called Panic. You get what I'm saying? An image called Miss Blue. You get what I'm saying? Because it's easy to change Panic. All I got to do is put on a fucking overalls, carry a pig under my hand, and I'm country, nigga. You get what I'm saying? I could shower up, put on a suit, and sit with Creflo Dollar. You get what I'm saying? It's easy to change Panic. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not easy to program the subconscious mind. Technically, it is if you know enough technique and you stick with it.
You can do it, yeah.
Right, because it's been laid out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I simplify this in my classes. You get what I'm saying? And it's been simplified in Ms. Blue classes and in Ms. Blue books.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? But it's a process. When all y'all like to repeat, know your magic and know
That's
your
right.
work. But if I really put you to the side and said, well, what's your magic? What would you say? If I say, what's your
That's
work?
Right.
What would you
Tell
say?
It.
Well, I'm about to get a reading in the herb pack. You know what I'm saying? Uh-uh. Yeah, that's great help. Great help. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And everyone, and I think it's a must for everyone. But your work, so we could be absolutely clear, is reprogramming yourself to the God mind, to the reality
that's
you
right.
want. That's your motherfucking work. And if you,
that's
and,
your work.
And you want to know how lazy you are, look at your kids. They do it all the motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying? I'm a princess having a tea party. You get what I'm saying? You need to become a princess and have a tea party. Your son, I'm a motherfucking superhero. This motherfucking pillowcase is my cape. Can I wear it to the store, Ma? No, turn that shit. Put that shit off. You know what I'm saying? Go get your coat. You know what I'm saying? Well, can I wear my coat as a cape, bitch? You know what I'm saying? They know. Because what they're doing is programming themselves for power. They show white people how to do it all the time. Watch Bridge to Terabithia and see what they're really doing. They showing white people how to program themselves. I never remember the name of that other goddamn fairy tale movie. But they'll tell you, you can see them. They're here. The fairies are here. Just look. All of that bullshit.
That's right.
All the time. You know what I'm saying? All the time. They're trying to get their kids to remember how it's
That's
done.
Right.
How it's
how
done.
Done.
In that movie,
That's right.
Gateway to Fairy. There's a little girl saying, I can't see the fairies in here.
That's
the white boy
right.
said, you can't see them. Look at their chair. Look at their house. And
That's
after
right.
that, She talked for 20 minutes on what she's seen with the fairies. The white boy said, because I just gave her permission again to see them. It's as simple as that. You take yourselves too seriously when we have simplified this science to your imagination, and only it's limited by your imagination only. Limited by your imagination only. You take yourselves too fucking serious. You take yourselves too fucking serious. You get what I'm saying? You niggas need to go outside, eat some motherfucking snow or something. Calm the fuck down. You get what I'm saying? Laugh it up. You are already there. The only thing missing is your realization of it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Your realization of it. Spiderwick Chronicles. Thanks, Sunshine. I don't know how you pulled that shit out of my mind, but that's the one I always forget. New Birth, I'm sorry, said that. Spiderwick Chronicles. Thank you. That's the one I always forget. They go into the realm of magic, vision. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you this, I'm telling you, it's the most important shit I can tell you. You know what I'm saying? There is no other way. You're not going to intellectualize your way into anything magical. It does not work like that. You're not going to scholarly your way into that. Scholarly is step one. When you start to deal in the imagination and mindscape, you should be able to ground yourself in some scholarly information. That's why everything I can tell you, I can back up with a book. But the book is driving this for me. My motherfucking mind is driving this shit for me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's for you, too. I'm not special.
I'm
not no more special. I have nothing that you don't have. I haven't accomplished nothing that you can't accomplish. And I really mean it. I'm not saying that to sound humble. This shit is real easy. You know what I'm saying? Real easy McSleazy. You get what I'm saying? Easy. And see, somebody just wrote, their daughter's four. She can see things. You keep telling
her
to have manners. Not saying you're doing this, but you keep telling her to have fucking manners. You're going to watch how fast that shit disappear when you tell her she needs to get B's and C's. You get what I'm saying? When she gets up in that fucking daycare. You get what I'm saying? The best thing you can do for your kids is give them Lego. Lock blocks.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Shit like that. A barrel of monkeys. You know what I'm saying? Coloring books. Because they're gonna get drafted out of it. You know what I'm saying? Drafted out of it. And it's hard as hell because that's what we all hear today. I'm showing you how to get back into it. Your motherfuckers need to have a tea party by yourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With Mr. Bear. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Falkenworth. Edda Feinstein and the fucking Prince of Europe. You know what I'm saying? Have a tea party. You know what I'm saying? You got to get back into a childlike fucking mind state because, come on, you heard it in the Bible, a child would lead them. They're not talking about an actual fucking child. You know what I'm saying? They're talking about the child mentality that would lead you. It is from the realm of imagination.
Yeah.
As you, Jesse Jackson told you, if you could see it, you can achieve it. That's what it is. And if you looked, at that movie, that little presentation, Superbrain, he basically says that. Now, that's all through the occult, but here's a guy who's trying to sell us to regular people, and he basically breaks it down in a way. You know, he sells his product. Like I said, if you got that extra thing, I don't know. It may or may not be worth it. Depends on you. Read his shit. I'm not recommending buying it. I'm recommending trying to see what he says for free. But he talked about, your whole mind is the pathway to reprogramming yourself. Simple as that. He was a neurosurgeon, one of the foremost who discovered some of the first progress early on for Alzheimer's. So he's this doctor guy, you get what I'm saying, with all whatever white credits that make them people feel safe, he has them. And then he still went to this whole different thing, which is very metaphysical without being metaphysical. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to understand the whole point of this is deal with the Shango energy. Don't deal with it in a traditional mindset. So if you've been dealing with Shango and you've been giving him water and hot this, hot that, I would say go very limited on that, but you want to try to deal with it in your own way. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You want to try to deal with it in your own way. When you activate it like that, you activate it from an evolutionary mindset. And that's what you're trying to be dealing with, end-time spiritual events. Meaning, if you come to that energy with a traditional mindset, the best thing you're going to get out is of it is years of tradition. You get what I'm saying? And if that's your level, that may be good for you. But if you deal with it with an evolutionary mindset, you get new information.
Right.
And we should be interested in new transformative information. The definition of insanity is what? Doing the same things over and expecting a different result. Guess what? You niggas are insane doing the same goddamn shit someone in Africa did fucking 1,000 years ago expecting a different result. Why? You're in a different fucking position, player.
That's right.
You're not in the same position you were in Africa or you find or you keep type shit. You know what I'm saying? You go and get a tree. That's my tree. And the fruit from that tree may be mine. So I feed the bounty of my family. No, motherfucker. You go to Whole Foods at the very best scenario and buy you a cantaloupe, nigga. That's different, which calls for
right.
a different response and different magic. If you cannot see that, you are insane.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the same thing over expecting a different result. So we looking for the solstice, for that gateway to open up, that lining, and the kundalini force, baby. You know what I'm saying? This earth ain't been heating up for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Heat is kundalini. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How much time we got left, Blue?
We have, let's see, to go in the form. We have 41 minutes left to go in the form.
I'll take a couple of questions. And remember, panic packs, you name it, we got it. You know what I'm saying? Classes. I really want to get these people in classes. You know what I'm saying? I really want to, because
right.
I'm seeing results. My whole shit here, quiet as kept, is about results. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you, the classes I've seen the most results with people. I see motherfuckers turn into different niggas, peer-to-peer niggas. Like I said, I'm interested in making peers. You get what I'm saying? Not making motherfuckers that need to hold on to my black ass forever. You know what I'm saying? So this is where it's happening. You want to get in these motherfucking classes. I'm saying, and like I said, we almost filled for this one, but shit, January, next month, the class is going to keep on going. You know what I'm saying? So this is where you want to be, like I said, and you want these tools. You want to get a list from me to get these motherfucking tools. Now, if you ain't got psychomancy by now, my niggas, I just told you some mythological shit that went with that, and I'll show you the proof. You ain't got to take my word for it. I'll show you the proof of the motherfucking picture of psychomancy on my grandfather's shelf, 1969, with me sitting on his lap. This book was gone. So this nigga brung this shit to me in the spirit world, brung it to me to give to this world. That's fucking magic, niggas. Don't mistake that for nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Don't mistake that shit for some shit you've seen on Netflix. That's fucking magic, nigga. And I know my motherfucking magic when I see it, nigga. You can't fool me with the bullshit. You niggas better get on it. If you ain't got psychomancy by now, it'll make you a better person. Your wife will love you. Your kids will actually respect you for real. Your kids will stop listening to that fucked up rap music. You know what I'm saying? Your penis size will grow and your vagina will get tighter. Your titties will get fluffier. Your melanin will go to the next level. You'll be able to moonwalk, pop lock, and you will stop eating Doritos. Just by reading Psychomancy, I'm telling you. All that shit can happen. And you'll get better muscles and your clothes will fit better. And you'll know how to work with power tools. And your mortgage will decrease. Your light bulbs will last longer. And you'll know how to skateboard. You know what I mean? Skateboarding, too. Recycle medicine, you're not a skateboard. And MTV will call you for a new show. And you'll finally graduate and get your GED. All from psychomancy. I swear. This shit is happening. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, thanks for putting it up for free. The free version. Fucking niggas. The free version is a version that I had. I have the original version. So if you decide to get it for free, it is on Scribe. But if you decide to get it from me, you'll have the clear copy from the book that was out of print. Niggas and their help. But you will be able to do a whole bunch of things. You'll be able to talk to Louis Armstrong. You know what I'm saying? All sorts of shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. Water will quench your thirst better and will taste like Kool-Aid without the harming side effects. Yes. And you'll become, your bowels become regular. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Psychomancy does everything. I'm telling you. It'll get that crook out your neck. So, like I said, you know what I'm saying? You can, like I said, I'll show you that picture. You want to see what this shit is, destiny. Like I said, niggas would not know a psychomancy unless.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And it is, I do not sell it for $130. And if you find it for $130, you are still finding
deal.
That shit for cheap. You're still getting a deal. This shit, I've seen as much as $500, $700. But I'm nowhere near that, and you get a clear copy from the actual book. The ones people put up on Scribe was a copy of my copy. So you'll be sitting there squinting, reading this shit. The copy I have is the best. And even and like I said, it's up to you. I'm not really sweating psychomancy. Early on, before people put it up for free, it was a thing to get. But like I said, you got to remember that nobody knew what the fuck a psychomancy was until I made them understand what it was. But it's all good. If that's what it leads you to do, then by all means, don't, you know, do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? You may just not have it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But like I said,
right.
Here's what you can't get on Scribe. A motherfucking herb pack, niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't get a motherfucking herb pack on Scribe, nigga. So, again, you know what I'm saying? You go ahead and do it. But this is, remember what I just told you tonight, and I'm not saying this as an advertisement. I said you want to put some energy into what you're getting out. And I just
told you
tonight that book has come to us in the conscience world spiritually, and I can prove that to you. So if you want to, cheat on it, don't take me as a threat. Just do, get it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Go do what you want to do. But if I heard it, me personally, if I heard a story like this, I'm going to the source. Where this spiritual shit came from. That's real. I'm not even saying that to get a buck. The price is real low. And I'll lower the price. I really don't care. Because people buy enough herb packs for me to be able to pay rent. And that's the only thing I need to do. I don't need to be a baller. You get what I'm saying? Let me tell you, I made rap songs that I still get checks from. So you niggas ain't you niggas ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? But helping to pay rent and the gas. And look what you get for it. Fuck the herb pack. Look what you get for it. You get what I'm saying? And not only the class. You get what I'm saying? The readings. You get what I'm saying? The readings from Miss Blue is enough to put your ass for the rest of your life on a path that you forgot. You get what I'm saying? So I need you to understand. I'm telling you, what I'm telling you is spiritual. I'm showing you in 1969 when I was 1 year old, the fucking book Psychomancy sitting there. You get what I'm saying? Sitting on that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Sitting on that motherfucker, and I'm going to show you that. I can show you that. My grandfather gave that to the spirit world. Shit, if somebody told me that, I don't give a fuck if motherfucking Psychomancy a nigga named Psychomancy walked through my door and said, let me repeat the book in your ear. I'm like, no, I'm getting it from that because this is spiritual. And like I said, I'm not trying to push for you to buy it, but let me be motherfucking clear. You get what I'm saying? Herb packs are enough to sustain me, and we get pizza whenever the fuck we want it. We go to Whole Foods whenever we want it, and that's all I need in life. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt what it felt like to have some real motherfucking money. You get what I'm saying? Real motherfucking money. Before you niggas even knew what consciousness was, before half you niggas even knew what real money motherfucking was. You get what I'm saying? Before you niggas really even knew what money was. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's less now. You know what I'm saying? Here's another nigga. Thank you for putting my prices up.
Yeah, exactly.
If I wanted to put them up, I would have said it. You know what I'm saying? You niggas are the most unhelpful niggas.
Uncouth.
I've met. You know what I'm saying?
Uncouth.
I've met. You know what I'm saying?
Uncouth.
unhelpful, helpful niggas. Now, like I said, I'm not even sweating that. You know what I'm saying? Again, no one's going to figure out how to make a motherfucking herb pack. So, and that's primarily what goes on here. And so psychomancy or not, that's on you. In fact, I push for you to get it for free if that's what your heart desires. You get what I'm saying? Doesn't matter to me. Classes alone, so many people have listened, even within this show, you know, I got at least 20 emails asking about classes. So which means, and I'm not trying to brag on money, I'm just trying to say, thanks to the remix, we put ourselves in a position where I can offer this information and don't have to worry about it and don't have to be greedy about it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And don't have to be greedy about it. It's almost to the point now, I feel like I should just give psychomancy away for anybody who asks, but y'all niggas, y'all cheap-ass niggas would blow my email so much, I wouldn't be able to get regular shit done. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But and I have. You get what I'm saying? And I have. So
yeah.
So enough with this psychomancy bullshit.
Yeah.
Like I said, the choice is yours. And just a little laugh. We'll take a couple of questions. And
right. I want to just say this because, first of all, it's always an honor for you to come on and share. And one of the things, we have talked about this before, Panic, and I've talked to it about the Remix family. It really is about, you know, why we go so hard on the free stuff, and we won't go back into that because nothing is really free. You're really putting interest in to what you want to give back, and that's what Brother Panic was just telling you.
Right.
So if you put interest is where your heart is. And so,
Whatever happened, whatever happened to what you give is what you get. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You wouldn't even
know
what the fuck a psychomancy was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, Ms. Blum.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to kind of say that and just show that it really is about looking for where your interest is. It's so many brothers and sisters out there, and I know a lot of you guys are part of that work too, that has been putting in the work for years. You understand that work has been there and been putting it in for years. You guys come to the Remix and you put a lot of interest here. But one of the things that I want you to know when you understand, and I talked about this before, this is where you're putting your interest. But if you decide to go spend your dollars, money somewhere else, understand you're not getting any interest off of that because you haven't put any in. It works just like this is why the banking system, we know that every bank system is really set up off of these occult principles. If you are putting all of your interest into hanging out on the corner, having fun with your friends, that's where all your interest is. I don't care what you do outside of that. It's going to bring you back to that point. It is. Because that's where the money's going to get made at. When you spend your time or energy somewhere else, if you're not giving your true interest there, you're not going to get any return on that. And so this is about you guys being about the work that you do. Brother Panic comes on here, and he puts a lot of interest, just like all of the other guests, to come to this platform. You put interest here. So this is really where that exchange is at. And so you guys don't even want me to tell you about what that word free is because freedom isn't free. We can look across the world and understand that there is no such thing as anything free. And so, you know, we know that you guys are, this is the season because a lot of you have emailed me and told me that you guys have a lot of the Remix guests on your list as things that you want to begin to invest in. And let's not forget those whose names may not be present at this time because sometimes y'all get amnesia. And that's something I talk about a lot in the Kim class. See, the physical world, make sure your ass don't get amnesia because you know what they do?
Right.
They make your ass pay for every bit of education you get. So you can never
get a bill
amnesia.
In the mail every fucking month.
That's right. And you get the bill. And then when you graduate and you go somewhere, they make you put those certificates on the wall. So when somebody asks you, where did you learn that? Your ass can't get amnesia because that certificate is there. So, you know, we tend to have amnesia about where this information is coming from, where you guys come. So whether that is Brother Panic here sharing or any of the other guests that have been on the platform, don't get amnesia.
I mean, just for me to be here, I'll give you 11 pages of just links, not even with a just links. You think I got all that shit for free? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I got pictures. I got pictures of my book library behind me.
Yeah.
You don't get nowhere for free. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You don't get nowhere for free. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you don't even
right.
get on the bus for motherfucking free. You get what I'm saying?
And then
I don't want nothing for free. I just don't want nothing
right.
for free.
I never have liked
you know
it. And
I can appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You can't even do the alchemy with it. So some of you, you know, you'll just be running the ranch. You'll go through everybody trying to gather up wherever there's something that's being given away. And I get it on some levels, but you're just going from one person to one person, one person, the next person, and no transformation is being happened because you haven't invested anything. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there. But we know, and I know Brother Panic will say this, it is thousands of you who really are serious about the work, and you've made the investment into yourself.
Right.
But to me, that's what magic is, making a greater individual commitment to yourself. That's magic. That's real magic.
And see, that's interesting because that's what I like about the class, because every person who decides to take the class will ask, what book should I get before? And I'm like, well, you don't need books beforehand. As we go along, I'm going to reveal to you books you will always have for your study. Most of them, I've bought most of the books off your book list. I'm like, it makes so sense why you are interested in the class. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Niggas grew up on this free YouTube shit. You know what I'm saying? It took a lot of people out of business. You know what I'm saying?
It sure did.
Because it took a lot of people out of business because I mean, this is black people. This is the only way they can raise money, not for a baller lifestyle.
No,
it keeps going.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It keeps
going. The shit that you learn here tonight alone is worth 50 motherfucking prices of psychomancy.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? That shit don't come for free. It's being presented to you, but it's still my price for you to get this is for you to go learn something, not for you to just buy herb packs or I would hope you would take the class. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But not for you to just give readings just for the sake of somebody getting a check. Believe you me, it's actually too much shit going on. People come, I don't get mine fast enough. I have to make the announcement. Don't look at this as eBay or Amazon. There's people who pay before you. When I do a show, listen, we up to almost, Ms. Blue's up to almost 2 million listeners.
Yeah.
You see in the chat room, there was what, about 100, 200 people in there?
200 people.
Which is a big deal for Blog Talk, but there's a 1,000 on the phone. The downloads, we got downloads in the tens of thousands.
Yeah.
On one fucking show, just the Avatar show. So you're
God.
Talking about a worldwide, and then people take these and put them on YouTube, a whole different medium. So you got a whole bunch of people asking for readings and herb packs, and us trying to serve them. As at the end of the day, I'm not a factory. I'm just motherfucking a studier, a researcher who's trying
I'm
to give you
factory.
Study. Yeah, research. So I'm, believe you me, there's miracles happening, but you just got to wait. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's see, you don't have a problem, as we tell you. Well, it's in the spiritual time because it's a reading. But you need to understand the same thing. I'm not going to pack herbs that are spiritual when I'm
that's
in a funky
right.
mood. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
When I'm in
that's
the mood
right.
of being bogged down or in study in a little channel. You're saying? So it's still spiritual. So long story short, you're still not getting something for free because everyone who listens to me in the remix, I fucking expect them to go somewhere and fucking study something.
And
I
do
fucking
some work.
Hack off
right.
some shit. YouTube,
right.
just hack off of some free shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's so bunny. You know what I'm saying? Your niggas might as well stand on a fucking New York City train, sell fucking M&Ms. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to get to niggas got to be from New York to understand that shit. I'm trying to get some soup for my basketball team. I'm not stealing, but I have these M&Ms. You need to sell that. You know what I'm saying? Same kind of shit. So, enough of that. How much more time? We got time for at least one question.
Oh, let's see. We do have time for one question. We will go to that. And I just want to kind of mention this here as we do. I do want to tell you guys, let's not forget someone who's been very, very instrumental to all of our paths here, and that's Brother Bobby Hemmett. To reach out to him, and you know you can reach him, and I'm going to let you speak on that too, Panic, in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
But reach out to Brother Bobby Hemmett. And reach out to him, his telephone number, 678-358-1055, and let him know that you heard about it here on The Remix, as always.
And, you know, send that love to Brother Bobby. He would love to hear from you. Any subject you want to know, anything, herb pack, angel pack, you know, the C. Freeman L. pack, all of those things, know that he has them. Any subject you want to know about, he's done a lecture on. This is the season, as you guys would say, to reach out to Brother Bobby Hemmett. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. On the solstice, we're coming into a big shift, a big change. So you want to get your shit together. One of the things we talked about is chakra work is very important now.
Important.
You need to understand at the same time this class came about, and I told you they came from C. Freeman L., C. Freeman L. was coming to Bobby, too, and gave him a chakra package. If y'all know about the chakra package, y'all need to call Bobby, find out. Miracles are happening. In it, he has one of C. Freeman L.'s last lectures, which I watched, fucking off the chain, where he has the Moorish man. I can't remember the name for this chart. It comes in the chakra package with C. Freeman L. on the lectures breaking down this Moorish man, going through the whole body of the black man, breaking down the science. It's crazy. It's one of the ones you have to rewind. Like the real classes. Like I said, C. Freeman L. did more classes than he did lectures. But this shit right here had me rewinding this shit because this motherfucker's dropping. You can get that from Bobby in the chakra package. So give him that call, 678-358-1055. And, you know, just hit him up. You know, just call that number.
That's it.
Mad people get in the chakra package. And if you let him know for a short time only, if you let him know that you were getting it, you got the information from Blue and Panic, you get absolutely nothing for free.
I love it. You get nothing for free. That's right. If you tell them you heard it from us, you will get nothing for free. So in return,
you get a whole bunch of your interest.
You get to keep 100% of your interest. And ain't no bank, no credit card giving you 100% interest rate. So you get 100% interest rate when you tell them, guess what? I heard about it from Panic and Bobby. You get to keep 100% of your interest.
You get absolutely nothing for free. You get what I'm saying? You get absolutely, tell them Panic and Blue sent you. You get nothing for absolutely nothing for
free. For you to enjoy. You get to
people understand, Bobby's more known even for me. He'll give a lot of shit out. You know what I'm saying? He'll just add shit in, throw shit in. I'll do it too. But it's really not for free. It's because something in your spirit said, I have to give that to you. You get what I'm saying? So if you want to look at it from another way, it's the price of doing business. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes I just throw in a free early pack. Sometimes I just throw in a free CD. Some people say, well, apparently the CD wasn't in, and I'll just send it out, and I'll send you extra this and that, the other. Because that's what it's really about. It's not really about nickel and diamond. It ain't about nickel and diamond, nigga. Please believe that. Even as a human, I wasn't into no nickel and diamond, nigga.
No,
I was always
that's
into,
too much work.
You know, share, like, and all that kind of shit. But you're not going to hustle me into trying to do nothing and think you're going to wear and vampire my ass out into giving you some shit that you ain't even fucking earn. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want you to be I want niggas to be earners, not fucking loafers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, not just this fucking, you know. So it's really about that. It's not all about always charging a nigga for something. But your mentality is what we're talking about. You don't have the mentality of giving you. Now, you two fuck niggas up. I'm going to tell you that right now. And I'm not the only one saying it. And believe you me, you know what I'm saying? I should be a little bit more stern. Because all these niggas, oh, Panic, you're the greatest thing on the planet. I be seeing you on them other lecturers' pages. Oh, you're the greatest thing on the planet. And I'm like, you just like everything. You know what I'm saying? which is another way of saying, I want, you know, something needs to inspire you to the point where you realize you're the greatest fucking thing on the planet. You get what I'm saying? And that only comes from within. So that's why we went hard on the subconscious mind. You know what I'm saying? It, you know, the quicker you realize it ain't about me, it ain't about an herb pack, it ain't about cyclomancy, it ain't about the class, it ain't about a reading. Those things are tools to get you, it's trying to get you to a place. If you don't make it to that place, then you're just masturbating with yourself. Now, when it says you're ready to spend some of your hard-earned cash for anything, not just what we got, anything, it says you're serious. Like I said, I guarantee you there'll be less writing in this chat room if you paid to get in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Be less writing and more fucking note-taking, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
More fucking note-taking, you get what I'm saying? So, So you need to understand this mentality, and I'm not just talking just to sell some herb cat. This is a mentality you should have in the occult science, you know what I'm saying?
That's
it's not even just money, you know what I'm saying? I put so much energy. I paid so much energy. Y'all motherfuckers don't even want to pay no energy into this shit.
Yeah.
If it ain't on YouTube, it ain't popping. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know how many, books I hunted down that were out of print? You know what I'm saying? I hunted down motherfucking books.
Right.
And Bobby said, well, I'll give it to you. No, keep it. I'm going to find this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I turned down free shit. Books that even if you gave me, I could sell them shit for $1,000. You know what I'm saying? All that fucking set shit that he gave me. Temple of Set shit, out of print. That Apollo book, out of print. Polaria, out of print. The Magician by, what's his name, Cooper or something. Out of print, you know what I'm saying? And a whole bunch of shit I'm forgetting. That's just fucking out of print, dog. You know what I'm saying? I went hell in high water, paid crazy amounts because that's what, you know what I'm saying? That's how serious I am, you know what I mean?
Right, yes. Same here.
You know what I'm saying? It's about seriousness, so
yes,
you know, you need to take yourself seriously. Mm-hmm. Not just about the fucking psychomancy and herb pack, but whatever the fuck you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Anything.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't gonna take yourself seriously, who the fuck else is? Maybe them other niggas named Stanley, who seem to change your name to fucking Oya or some kind of shit, and them niggas named Stanley may say, "Oh, that's serious," but we know the difference here at the Remix. Them shit, that's just as good as a fucking nickname. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's as good as a nickname. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you come across, you know, because there's sometimes niggas be like, you can't get it nowhere else, some Crowley shit. All right, niggas will send me the free shit because you can't get it anyone else. But usually that's with my hands against the wall. I don't even like reading shit online. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I don't. I'd rather have myself so I can study it how I need to and kind of do our own thing. You guys, live the Remix, Brother Panic. Look at that.
Yeah.
I see y'all jumping up and down. It's been a great share tonight. It really has. It really, has.
The most important point is that energy, that Shango energy is coming online. It's not dependent on that movie. It's dependent on that time. Remember, the 21st is the winter solstice. The winter solstice is 3 days, but it lasts longer because after the 23rd, that's when the death of the sun. You can see it in that zeitgeist thing to give a detailed explanation. And then the rebirth of Christ. So that rebirth lines up cosmically with a kundalini. There's different levels in your kundalini. So a level in your kundalini is waking up as described by the energy of Shango and Oya.
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to do is get with the Shango thing, and that'll help line you up with what's happening now for the end time spiritual event. Do not get with him traditionally. Get with him a little bit more freestyle so you can come into this new thing that he becomes. He's becoming what you become, but you hustling backwards if you're trying to contact the energy on something old. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
On something old. So, yeah. He said, let's get magical. If I watch 10 YouTube videos of Oshun, in one day I'll be able to talk to Oshun. He's right.
Wow.
It's come down to that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers become YouTube scholars immediately.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want something so cheap. You know, not even just, you know, paying for anything. Just really, I know it all now from watching YouTube. You know what I'm saying? That just sounds so fucked up. Like, you know, Bobby started this. You know, Brother Phil. You know, these niggas was doing these lectures in 91, 92, which actually before that was all the Dr. Benz and those type of scholars. that made way for the metaphysics to come in. Like, you, I've met a lot of motherfuckers that have been down with them, you know what I'm saying, since the beginning, sitting in the audience, you know what I'm saying, scoff at YouTube. It's like, you know, they've been around, so I mean, it's just such a bigger picture, you know what I mean? This is like a it's like microwave consciousness. And really, why I'm going so hard on it is because that mentality is not what you can use. It's not going to, there's nothing in that mentality that's going to take you to the next level. Nothing. Nothing.
Right. Right.
You'll be more informed, and you'll have more fancier words to say, and you'll be the life of the party of all the Christians, but you're not actually transforming. I'm saying you got to put that, you got to invest in your own personal thing. You know what I'm saying? It's got to become personal. You can't just do it because, oh shit, this one said that on YouTube and that one said Panic said that, so I'm going to get that. Eventually, you got to graduate. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see much on the graduation tip. I see a few. I don't see much on the graduation tip. And that's the goal here. Very important shit I'm saying. I'm not just talking it to rag on y'all. Because you're not going anywhere without it. You feel like you're going somewhere, but you're feeding your ego. Feeding the portion of you that is actually, you just become a better human with a better name and a better, you feel better than everybody else who ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying?
For a minute.
Right. Then after a while, you'll find you're going through the same bullshit that you was when your name was fucking Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's not really about the amount of books and tapes as much as is the amount of energy that you put into the book that you have. That one book, Hidden Power, How to Unleash the Power of Your Subconscious Mind by James Van Fleet, I gave that shit to my stepson. That motherfucker, he feel he got it all now. You know what I'm saying? He got it all figured the fuck out. And when I read it, when I was like 13, 14, I figured it out. He was doing all that shit in that book too. And now whatever new rap shit, he got a new job, he's happy, and all the rest of that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's working for him. And that's one book. And he put he always had the shit with him. You know what I'm saying? Because that was a consequence of his punishment. Read the book or die, nigga. And that nigga read that book, you know what I'm saying? I got it for him because I had it when I was young. And he made it, he put in just one book, he put a lot of energy and it became life-changing for him. You get what I'm saying? If I would have told him all of that shit, he would just thought, here's another speech. I'm waiting for him to finish so I can whip me up some turkey burgers. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But then he started to say, damn, even if I didn't have to read this book, I would have read this book. I said, you a lying motherfucker, but I'm going to believe that. You know what I'm saying? You a lying motherfucker. And, you know, he's like any child, he's going through his I want to be a man, but I'm not a man yet shit. But it seems he's getting together. He's figuring it out. You get what I'm saying? So it's not about having a lot of books. It's about because one book led me to another book. So I was invested in whatever subject, and then I got the books to back them up. And then when that subject led me to another subject, then I got another book to back me up. I didn't get books to try to make
just
myself something.
Just to be getting books, right.
Right, the book followed me, you know what I'm saying?
I'm inspired.
When it's time to get into some I'm interested in some fairy shit, then all the books for fairies followed. I'm interested in some dragon shit, that followed. Mythology, that followed. Gnosticism, that followed. So the books ain't going to make you, you know what I'm saying?
No,
the books are going to back up your study. That's the scholarly end result of what it is you're doing. Because everybody who wrote a book came from someone doing some subconscious work.
That's
you get what I'm saying? Somebody doing some work. So you have to do that work. You know what I'm saying? Or be work oriented, ready to invest wherever the shit may take you. Shit, I spent damn near just as much on fucking movies. Bobby's Mr. Get that fucking movie guy. Just spending for fucking movies for one line. You know what I'm saying? I quit that business, though. I'm out of that business with him. You know what I'm saying? I had a whole fucking shelf of, really? For real? You know what I'm saying? Attack of the Gryphon and shit like that. I'm like, nah, Merlin. Like 17 adventures on fucking Merlin. I'm like, look, man, I don't even like that medieval shit. Patty, you gotta get this fucking Highlander. See, when the nigga said that, that really meant that. I'm like, look, man, Caprica and Haven and go to his house, he just puts fucking movies in. I'm like, I don't even have shelf space no more, dog. And I got a whole room of shelves, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he just put, oh, he'll put everything in your hand, you know what I'm saying? But he'll only do that because he knows you do real work, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
He started doing that to me when he knew I was on it, you know what I'm saying? When he knew I was on it, that's when you want to give them gifts out, you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it still ain't free. Yeah. It's only based upon your work.
The work you do. That's right.
Right.
How you do it. What you do with it. That's right. Mm-hmm.
He's one of the most generous motherfuckers on the planet. This nigga gave me at least, when I got into the Necronomicon, this nigga gave me, emailed me $20. Them shit didn't come in the mail. And that nigga, when he came to New York, he brought me 20 more books on the Necronomicon. Then the shit came in the mail. 40 fucking books. This shit filled the whole shelf. I was like, when we send this shit back, he was like, nah, keep all that shit, dog. What the fuck I care. Sending me shit out of print, the Gurups. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he had
the motherfucking the Necronomicon games, these games used to play, but it had all these Necronomicon comic book games. Cthulhu dropped all that shit. Gave me all of that shit. It was another Gnostic one. That was they did a voodoo one, which I think he gave me that shit too. All out of print. Can't remember the name of them shits. The Gurups, GURP, was an acronym. And I'm trying to see if I see one. They're on the shelf somewhere. Anyway, a bunch of shit. This nigga with mad shit. Went to his house about a month ago. This nigga gave us a box of statues. You know what I'm saying? Shit that we still finding home. So, I mean, but you give these things out of spirit, not out of human fucking.
Not out of rent issues
or gas issues. Out of human issues, out of spiritual issues. Like, and then he actually gave Khadijah more shit. He seen the way Khadijah, he pulled the statue out. He seen, as soon as Khadijah walked in, she was staring at this Ganesha statue. He said, oh, I know I pulled it out for gave that shit to her. And then he seen the way she was looking at that Baron Sandi altar, and then he came down with a bunch of skulls and hats and also like four fucking Ganeshas. You know, just a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of balance shit.
Yeah.
So much shit, we build a fucking altar. You know what I'm saying? Just the Baron. Khadijah built this shit. And this nigga hit me with a big ass Louis Armstrong. You know what I'm saying? Like a dog with a big ass Louis Armstrong head. This a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? You have to actually stop him from giving you
that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You sure do.
I thought the nigga was going to give me a VHS at a,
the
nigga was about to give me a VHS. So, like, you have to stop him. You know what I'm saying? That's how generous he is. But he don't do that shit for just anybody because he do it for a lot. He do a lot of times. There's people come in his house who's just semi on it. He just take that statue. Like it, take it. His shit look like a straight museum.
Every fuck where you go.
You know what I'm saying? Every fuck where you go, there's an altar. There's not an altarless place. Linda was like, I'm so glad you're taking some of this shit. She's like, oh, thank you. No, Linda, get a box. She was like, get a box. I'll dust all this shit off right now. Take some of this shit away. So, it's, the generosity comes when you in that space of spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like, When a nigga just looking for a handout, it just becomes exactly that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
But I ain't knocking a nigga for doing that. I just don't, you heard a thorough explanation tonight why that shit doesn't move me spiritually. You know what I'm saying?
All right, you guys, Brother Panic.
Yes.
In the remix.
That's
don't
right.
Download.
That's right. Classes are starting. Y'all niggas better get your shit. Get your shit. If you have any packages due with me, everything's going out this week. So if you have packages due, because there's so many classes now, more people taking classes, less of that fucking traffic. So caught up on a stack here that's about to go. So if anybody has anything pending, rest assured it's going out, out. And like I said, but still much more herbs and much more shite left. So come on, get it. Panicpack@hotmail.com, niggas. Don't sleep on
there
yourself.
It is.
Get in these classes.
There it is.
Get that chakra package from Bobby. Be somebody.
That's it.
Do something for yourself that actually matters.
Yes, yes. Do it. Do it today. All right,
yes,
you guys. We have like 2 minutes left to go in the form, but I think we're going to go ahead and close it out. What do you think, Brother Panic?
Yes. I mean, I think they heard the point, and they got screamed on for the last 15 minutes of the show, so they got barked on. But so I think they had enough for the night. Y'all got the point. You know what I'm saying? We need to be getting ready for this solstice, this 21st.
Oh, yeah. The
21st. We understand, at least one level we understand, Chango and Oya, their new rise is within this new thing. The Django Unchained, nigga. So they're about to unchain that justice, that war, that lightning, that power. You get what I'm saying? The Saint Barbara. Release the head. Release the Kraken on a nigga. You get what I'm saying? So,
let it go.
It's on.
Let it go.
It's on. It's on. This is more good news tonight. More good news.
Yes, it is.
Our rise. Never. Real quick, somebody asked me, will chemtrails stop our rise on 2012? I didn't even answer that back. I'm not going to answer it. I'm not going to answer it now, but stop asking me shit like that. You get what I'm saying? Nothing can stop this. You know what I'm saying? Nothing can stop this. You know what I'm saying? You have no adversary. Your greatest adversary is yourself, humanity.
That's it.
Stop making this generic white man your adversary. You've been duped.
Yeah.
Hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. You get what I'm saying? You focus on a distraction. You get what I'm saying? He has done some terrible shit. But the only reason he stands out because he ain't got no melanin, because there's a bunch of niggas with melanin who did some terrible shit as well. You know what I'm saying?
So true.
And as terrible as he is, there's nothing more terrible than you being the greatest human on this planet. That's been said by the Kamites. Been
that's
proven
right.
By the Kamites. By the Nazis,
right.
Later day Kamites.
Yes. All right, everyone, you know what to do. If you like the show, like it. If you love it over on Facebook. And leave a comment. Love it over on iTunes. Leave a message. Rate the show. Put your information there. Don't worry, Brother Panic's going to come back. I'm sure we're going to be doing some more shows soon. We'll get those Q&As in. And we'll get the live Q&As. We took a lot of your questions from chat here, so it's always good to be in chat.
We need to do an official Q&A.
Official Q&A.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As soon as I come on, all right, first question. We need to do that. You know, and I was going to do, you know how this shit go.
Yes.
We got to stop. We got to stop faking like we're going to do half and half and shit.
Yeah, so we're going to do an official Q&A with Brother Panic. You guys should have some great occult questions that you want to ask and get those questions in. Don't forget to email Brother Panic for classes, for baths, for the herb pack, and all of your other magical needs at Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, P-A-C-K, @hotmail.com. And so don't forget to like the show. If you like it, like it. If you love it, love it, love it. And leave a comment. And we look forward to seeing you guys real, real soon here. We got a lot of work to do, and we're doing it now. So until next week, everyone, we're going to go ahead and sign out. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. Much love to you, Brother Panic. Always great to have you on the forum, as we do what we do in the remix. And so don't worry, next time, you guys, straight Q&A, we'll get it in. So
right, we will.
Peace and love. Have a wonderful week, you guys. I'll see you guys in a reading this week. We'll be doing that. And on 12/12, I'm going to be doing something special. So check out Facebook. I'll put some things up.
Oh, shit. 12/12 is. I forgot. Guess I got to
do some 12/12 is coming. So, we're going to do some special stuff. Y'all do special stuff every day. So keep it going.
So we're going to get out of here. Peace and love, you guys. It's been a great share tonight. Love you guys. Peace.
All right. It's 12, 12, 12. Shit.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace.
Peace.